Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, auto mechanic.
Yeah.
You're looking for a job.
Huh?
I'm looking for a job.
Okay, are you having experience?
Yeah, 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah, I work on race cars.
Do you have an inspection license?
I work on race cars.
Okay, do you have an inspection license?
Special what?
Inspection license. You are
inspection? Oh, inspection. Sure, I have all that shit, tough guy.
Okay, talk to my boss.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I tell him everything. You have a 7 year experience.
Put your boss on. I'll talk to him.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, may I help you?
Call it about the job.
What do you mean, what about the job? Are you applying for a job?
That's right, tough guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I work on race cars.
Excuse me?
I worked on race cars for 18 years.
On race cars?
Yes.
You have New York State inspection license?
Yes, I do.
All right. Where are you working now?
Well, right now, I just had to leave an old job because the difference is with my fucking boss.
Huh?
I had problems with my boss.
You got troubles with your boss?
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what. You can come down and see me tomorrow.
Yeah, huh? Should I bring my fucking tools?
Excuse me?
Should I bring my toolbox?
Wait a minute. I tell you what. Call me tomorrow.
Call you when?
Excuse me?
Call you when?
Call me tomorrow. I don't think you can talk like that. You know, you don't have to call me and talk to me like that.
All right, Lynn, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come down with my tools tomorrow and I start work tomorrow.
You gonna come down and start work tomorrow?
Yes or no?
Wait a minute. I gotta hire you first, guy.
Well, I'm the best.
You're the best?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I know.
I'll work circles around you. I'll wrap your fucking head in with a ratchet.
Huh?
You don't have anybody down there that works like me.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay?
All
so
right.
I'll see you tomorrow with my tools, fuckface.
Yeah! What's good, ladies and gentlemen out there? This is your boy, JJ the X-Man, holding it down. You are now on live with 2 hours of us, TV show. Technical difficulties. Today it happens to be Monday. It's actually not Monday morning, it's actually Monday afternoon, but hey, this is fucking close to it, fucking fine. Anyway, it's Monday. Happens to be Monday Madness. Hit us up on those jam lines, 347-215-8388. You know what I mean? Trying to hit everything. We're going to have a lot of topics. It's going to be a ghosting session, all that shit. It's going to be a popping show. Like, the shit's definitely going to be off the chain. You know what I mean? Fucking, let me introduce the God. Fucking 6'4 in the fucking building. Six Fizzle.
Yeah.
What's good, nigga?
What up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm chilling, man. It's Monday. I mean, the worst day of the week. I mean, it was okay for me because I had it off. Yeah, me. But not everybody can be like me. What about you, bro?
Well, you know, man, the work never ends for me, dog. Like, I'm still trying to put it together over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called 6-4. I mean, SD said he's gonna be arriving short as long as, as well as Cubalinta. Damn! Cubalinta. Shutting my ass off, man. The chat room is about to be popping off. Monday Madness, you know, everyone wanna know the topic. The topic today is pretty much, you know, shit, whatever piss you the fuck off, whatever you wanna talk about. Yeah, I mean, you got a little conversation, you got something that happened today at work. I mean, your boss pitching you off, you know, you want to give a big FU shout out to anybody, you know, you want to roast somebody, I can definitely put on the air raids and we can start our roast early in the game. I mean, it never fails. It's funny because as I'm talking about roasting and all that, the boy SD happens to call up, the official roaster of the show. What's good, man?
What up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm cool, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Technical difficulties. I mean, we'll be playing new cuts, you know, maybe some old, some new. Majority gonna be new. Definitely got D-Block in the building. And, you know, that's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much a wrap. We got topics we're gonna ask people out there. I mean, as well as, yo, 6-4, you holding down the chat?
Yeah, I'm gonna start that in a minute, dog.
All right. Give a shout out to all the fans, all the listeners, all the, well, nah. Oh, yeah, fuck it, all the fat bitches out there, you know.
Straight up, you gotta give a shout out to all of the fat bitches, dog, because they kind of make the world go round, you know?
Oh, yeah. Especially the thick-assed bitches, like, you know what I mean? Word up.
Word.
I mean, I don't mean, nah, fuck it, man. I was about to correct myself, or I don't mean to call you, but nah, fuck all that. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Fuck all that. Yo, the fucking, the MySpace page, the technical difficulties MySpace page is definitely popping off. For those that don't know, hit us up on there, myspace.com/the T, well, damn, the underscore, TD underscore show. That's myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Yo, SD, how was your day, man?
Sorry, man, you know, got a lot done today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
No doubt, no doubt. I mean, any hatin' happen?
I mean,
anybody you want to roast on?
Nah, chat, it's a little too early for that.
Any niggas ice grilling and shit?
I mean, the niggas is always going to ice grill, but I tell them, there's no females over here, dog, so stop looking at me.
Hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, well, we're going to get into, you know, just to pop off the Monday Madness. We're going to get into a little LOX, D-Block, fuck you, you know, kind of like fuck Mondays, but, yeah, I mean, whatever. So keep it locked, pussy boys.
If you hope we wouldn't make it, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And you said we wouldn't take it, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Only my man, blood is sacred, cocksucker, fuck you. If you hope we wouldn't make it, fuck you. Talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And you said we wouldn't take it, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Only my man, blood is sacred, cocksucker, fuck you.
Everybody's a snake, that's why I try to keep the grass cut so I can see them when they coming. Then I heat their ass up, cause them niggas that you went to school with, I'll catch you while you in your new whip and turn your brains into Cool Whip. Niggas that you run around getting ass with ain't gonna help you do nothing but carry a casket. Got the nerve to ass kiss why I smoke so much and how I'm such a young nigga that seem to know so much. While you was running around pumping for niggas, I was listening, you still pumping for niggas. I'm coming through visiting, you heard LOX came through in a yellow Lex. Now hopped out with the Air Force Ones with yellow checks and you liable to see me dolo. Ice in the Rolo, burner under the polo. A lot of y'all is homos. Funny style niggas never down with me. Type to go to the bathroom, sit down and pee. I enter your house, back of your crib, smacking your kids. Bullets going through your leather, cracking your ribs. Don't even hit me on my hip if I ain't give you a code. And I ain't got a home phone number, I live on the road. Now I'm getting bigger checks, conference calls with bigger zecs, bigger bracelets with bigger baguettes. Fuck
all I
y'all
do is get high and think of fading you all. Motherfuckers, ditch your knees and just pray to the Lord. I'd rather die today than live tomorrow. Than watch you crab motherfuckers just stealing ball. Put in my work, you might get put in the church. Funeral time, everybody kissing the corpse. Learn the ropes, don't rip if you soft. You pissing me off, call me SP and I spit on your boss. You could die cause this shit might happen to me, but I'ma still happen to be packing the three. Fuck with bitches that be rapping the keys and the niggas that bug over drug money, clapping the D's, shooting the breeze. Nine in the booth full of trees, one in the morning, catch me with a gun on the corner. Let you know it's all real and you can front if you wanna. Lie on the stand, fuck a dog, die in the can. I say you pussy, you won't die for your right hand man, as well as your left. Niggas quit fell in the death, they touch you. Only thing
hey, yo, y'all niggas ain't hardcore. All my niggas is homicide. What you know about getting shot? Letting the drip dry, letting the spit fly, seeing sparks whiz by, putting a mash on niggas like Klinger and Hawkeye. So soft, you smushy. I'm black, see your shit is gushy. Should be the head cat in the Broadway play, you pussy. Fuck with Sheik, Ouija board spell death. You can talk that deep shit. I hope that deep shit be as deep as you inside the fucking cement, or you could deep sea dive with no scuba gear. I drown you with your snorkel, old bitch. Breathe out of there. Whole team rich. Never seen a summer like this. baking hot and you can sled ride down my wrist, neck and hand. When it comes to coke, I can make a snowman shit, land this shit and make an angel with it. And I don't give a fuck about that, created a child share between the 10 of y'all with the same 8 bullets from last year. When I bust, I use snubs, then I'm fleeing the spot. The hand I'm right with need an oven glove, my shit so hot. I want the most, Rolly only work when it's next to my post. Fuck a Prezi, give me a yacht master, regular bezzy. Then I'm good, when I'm in the hood and I'm on the block. You got a gut feeling about shit, nigga, that means you shot. What?
You hope we wouldn't make it, fuck you. Talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you. And you said we wouldn't cake it, fuck you. Only my man, blood is sacred, cocksucker, fuck you. I tell you in your face, fuck you. Pull it off my waist, hit you up, fuck you. And watch you die on the streets, fuck you. Whoever feels sad at the funeral, fuck them too.
Yeah, word up, mom.
Word.
You old lazy eye, left eye, faggot face ass niggas. Old Oonie Magoony, Oodle face ass niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, shit.
Yo, shout out to all of the MySpace bitches that's on right now, man.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely popping off, man.
Oh, who y'all are, man. I'm getting a lot of heavy hits right here, man. Like, I'm really feeling the love right now. Just wanted to, you know, let you guys know, man.
It's definitely popping off right now, man.
Right.
It's like, it's always like a certain time for MySpace to be jumping off, like, you know what I mean? And this has to be, well, actually, someone told me that the best time to get on MySpace is, like, around, like, 1 in the morning. That's when all the fucking lowlifes like myself is on there. Man, who gives a fuck? Oh, man. Yeah, someone's been fucking with me, man. It's like, every time I see this commercial, it's like, it's... You ever saw a herpes commercial?
Yep.
Like they be doing shit like, I'm running in the park. I'm riding my bike. I'm swimming. I'm hula hooping with my oldest son. I'm eating cotton candy.
Uh-huh.
I'm jumping out of a plane with a parachute. And I'm happy. But I bet you didn't know, I have crabs. Or they say some shit like, I have genital warts, and I'm proud. And then they got their little partner hugging them and shit, knowing damn well he don't fuck with you. He's just there to get paid for the commercial. And if he does, he probably, you know what I mean, he's probably burning his damn self. Murder him. I'll be damned if I'll be happy.
Let's go. Listen, man. Listen, man. Let me get this off my chest real quick.
And go ahead. All right, brother.
And listen, some bitches, you know, is fat as ever. You know what I'm saying? As disgusting as ever. Oh, my God. Let's go. We got fucking fat-ass Zipporah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
On the page, and she got, like, nobody's on a friends list. Like, I've never seen these niggas, never heard of these niggas. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if she's ever even met any of these niggas.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what she need to do. She need to meet a fucking weight bench. She need to meet a diet, old fat bitch.
Yeah, honestly talking, listen, if we think it's a game or something, if you think we're just racking on this bitch, you know, for no reason, then check out a page, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, check her page out.
MySpace.com.
Do your thing.
Hold on. MySpace.com/mommy_got_133. All right? And check it out. You let us know. I mean, if she thinks she's a diva or if you think she's a donut, you know, you let us know what you think is going on.
He said that mommy, that's the name mommy got.
Mommy got bank.
You sure it's not mommy got food?
I don't know, mommy got big goods. I'm not sure exactly what she got, son, but she might have herpes or some shit, like we were talking about before.
So. I'll tell you what, she don't got a diet.
Be careful. Hopefully she has a diet somewhere on the horizon, because if not, she's just going to be a fat blimp. But, you know, enough about that, man. The day was good, you know what I'm saying?
Get that bitch some diet underwear.
Well, you know, the weekend was good.
Yeah.
Went on that date that I was telling you guys about, man. It was off the hook, out of sight.
All right, no doubt. So what actually made her off the site?
Well, because
she was actually exactly who I thought she was, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that, it was comforting to see, like, all right, you're as pretty as I thought you were, you're as tall, you know what I'm saying? You're tall, you're all of these things, and I was comfortable to be myself, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always myself, but she made me even more at home.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So, it was a good experience, man. Definitely a good experience.
Black, white, Spanish?
She's actually black. She's definitely of a dark. She's my complexion, dog. And that's crazy. She's my complexion.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? She's my complexion. She's like 5'11". Her shoe game is tight. Her clothes game is tight. She got the Prada bags and all of that. Her wig is tight, son. Like, she don't be coming out with no scarf or nothing like that. Yo, dog. I'm gonna put you on to the different, you know, the different things, but it's a lot. It's a lot, dude. It's a lot. It's right now is what I need, though, so I can't find. I'm just going to fall back and just, you know, just try to take it in and be optimistic, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. Definitely. What's up? Wait, did you say I went out to the movies?
What?
Where'd y'all go see?
We went to, we met at 34th Street, you know, Madison Square Garden, in front of the Garden. And we took a slow cab ride down to Astor Place.
Yeah.
You know, walked, short walk to Avenue 8. Good food, good service. It was nice. Then we took the ferry. We actually waited an hour and a half for the fucking ferry, dog.
Oh, Lord. I'm saying, but that's perfect, though, because it gives you time to, you know, get your,
well,
you know, get
I was
the talk on or whatever.
I was getting pissed off, man. I was, like, showing signs of, like, you know, I was showing myself a little bit. Like, I was tight because, you know, Staten Island is Staten Island, dog. I want to get the fuck up out of there.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I want to get out of that ferry and get on home. But it is what it is. So we waited, got, you know, talk to whatever. But, I mean, I'm not going to tell you the rest, man. But just, yo, it didn't end till the next afternoon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To the hotel, you know, blown it down in the telly. Went to eat at Jay's, man. We did a lot. We did
yeah.
a lot. And you know. I'm going to leave it there, man, and hopefully, you know, it'll come around again.
Well, I don't know when. Did I tell y'all I went to go see Saw 4? Did I say that already?
Yeah, you did, but go ahead.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, it was a good movie. Now, I went with this fine-ass, sexy Italian chick, man.
Hmm?
Like, oh, Lord. Baby girl had to be like 35, 37.
That's a goat, slut.
On point.
I mean,
whoa.
Chick.
Whoa. That's my baby girl.
Whoa, hold on, God. When did the fucking game change? What are you talking about? That's my baby, nigga. You went out with her to the movie once.
Yeah.
You're not looking to fall in love. I am. Let's get it together.
So anyway, I go into the movies, and I'm like, ah, well, fuck it. Let's get a late movie. The last movie. Of course, I bump into some niggas, man. Real niggas. Luckily, they wasn't too annoying, but who knows? Anyway, he's watching American Gangster. I just want to give a shout out to all you lazy, cheap, lazy-eyed fucks out there that got the bootleg. It's nothing like the bootleg. You got to see it in the movie. This is one of those movies you have to see in the movie theater. You're talking about a Training Day? Denzel did his part in this movie.
Man, I heard that
10 times better than Training Day.
For like the last 3 minutes of the movie, guys.
Huh?
I heard there was no action for like the last 3 minutes of the movie.
Oh, whoever told you that was lying to you, brother. Trust me. There's action throughout the whole movie. I definitely rate that 3 thumbs up, and I have them. Because I have retarded hands.
Oh, you got 3 thumbs up?
Yeah. I got the little thumb on, you know, the side. Remember when niggas used to have the extra fingers, like the little fingers pointing out the side of the hand?
Right.
Like a damn alien and shit.
What's up with Kuba?
Oh, yeah, Kuba, she's, she'll be back. You know what I mean? She's got a very important phone call.
All right.
I'm stuttering my ass off today. What's going on?
What happened?
I'm stuttering my ass off today.
Sweating your ass off?
No, stuttering.
Oh, that's because you're a fat bastard.
No, well, that's probably what it is.
Told you.
It was these tight-ass dungarees I got on.
Oh, well. You know, I didn't know you jumped on that bandwagon. But
I got on gauchos. I got Mel Gauchos on.
Mel Gauchos?
Mel Gauchos. With a wedgie.
with or was next subject at that point?
Yeah, pretty much. What's your view on grape soda or orange soda?
Great, man.
Yeah. SD?
It depends. Honestly, grape goes with everything, really.
Yeah.
But, like, it depends. Sometimes I feel like orange. If I got the slice, sometimes I want an orange. You know what I'm saying?
Orange soda goes with, like, a slice of pizza. Grape soda goes with like, something like a Crown Fried meal.
Nah, I think it's the other
chicken
way
and
around.
Beef patty. You think orange for a beef patty?
Huh?
Orange soda for a beef patty?
Nah, probably a Mystic or something like that.
Yeah. What about Pepsi?
I try to stay away from soda anyway. Like, that carbonated shit is no good.
Especially the black soda, like the Pepsi, Coke, root beer. That black shit's not really good for you.
You mean like the darker soda?
Yeah, the dye. Like, the dye fucks you up. Anything that can get the battery acid off of a battery isn't good for you. But who gives a fuck? People still drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 6-4.
Yo, yo.
How's the bitch treating you?
How the who?
How the bitch treating you, other than, you know, your other shorty.
Oh, you mean, the other one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know.
All your hoes, man. Come on, man. Play it, man.
Yo, man, I'm not really moving like that these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really just fell back on that, man, because, you know, I guess maybe I'm getting older, maybe. Who knows what it's up, but I'm not really, like, having a whole bunch of chicks around me, dog. Like, I'm not really with the energy.
Yeah.
Things. You know? That's always going to be here, dog. They're not going anywhere. Please believe it.
Nah,
with
them?
Not. It's when it rains, it pours. So, like, when you got one, you got 10.
All right, so what do you have to say? Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of females listening tonight. What do you, 6'4", 6Fizzle, have to say about the women out there right now?
Which women? All the women?
All the women.
Well, I think y'all are all beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Let us be us.
You said what?
And play us role, because some of us really just want to shield y'all from what's going on out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to be so independent and rough around the edges that you forget that, yo, I'm just here to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here to do that. I'm just here to do what I'm here to do.
Exactly.
You know?
Don't be acting all stuck up and giddy and, I mean, I hate those broads that be on the street. It's because your ass is fat and the nigga down the block said you're cute. Don't necessarily mean you're cute, bitch.
It don't.
Get your shit together.
These bitches be acting like just because they got fatties, they butt don't stink. I don't understand it.
Exactly. And it's like, this bitch the other day, man. I'm looking at her. I'm like, damn, this bitch is bad. Oh, Lord. And then as she's looking at me with the stink look, she goes to scratch her hair, and her hair is moving like she had a damn fitted hat on the top of her head. Like, bitch, you looking at me with the stink mouth, and you got a damn weave on. Not even a weave. It's a fucking wig.
Stink mouth.
It's stink mouth. Oh, Lord. We got, first of all, for starters, we got, La Cubanita on the building. Mira!
What's up, fellas?
What's up, ma?
I'm so sorry I got out of work late today.
Hold on, Cuba. We got a caller. Oh, Lord, man. This shit is fucking technical difficulties like a motherfucker, man. I swear, man.
It wouldn't be a show without it.
It definitely wouldn't, man. Like, I pushed the button, the shit just doesn't fucking
hello?
Put me on that. Right, yeah, there we go. Hello?
Put me on a motherfucker.
Yo. Yo.
Put me on this shit, nigga.
What up, man?
Good, man.
What up, man? 6-4 is back in the building. What's up, callers? Where y'all from? And, you know,
Hey, nigga, you know us.
You know us, nigga. Don't act like you don't know who we are.
Who that? I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. Who you?
That? Announce yourself. We don't know.
We the motherfucking originators of this shit. Radio up in this bitch.
Hold on, hold on.
You're
the originators of
We are we famous yet. Radio.
Yeah. Ain't getting up this motherfucker tonight.
Yeah, this is where y'all at tonight.
Hold on. Let's keep things in perspective here. You're from where? You saying you're from Are We Famous Yet Radio?
Yeah, that's where we
never
from.
Heard
tune
of,
in.
Never heard of you guys. Never heard
you never heard of us.
You never heard of us?
Hold on. We don't need all that loud
what
shit.
What do you guys do? Do you have like a radio?
Turn your phone over,
hey,
nigga.
Hey, yo, let's move this nigga, because I think this nigga was on our station before.
Hold on. Don't make me do it to you, bitch. Don't even know.
Don't start.
Nothing. It won't be nothing.
Ow.
Do we know who he's talking to?
I ain't even come up here.
I heard your little smart remark.
Hey, yo, hold on. We ain't coming none of them fucking jerseys you got, and you only got one of them, prick. We ain't
only got one jersey?
Right, we ain't never coming about that flip-flop jersey.
I got one jersey.
That universal jersey.
I got one jersey, dog.
Hold on. Let's put things in perspective here.
Yo, Jay, cut their mic off or something, son. Word up. We want to know what it's about, son. Cut their mic.
We came over to show love, and you disrespectful, man.
Exactly.
First off, hold on. Before you go any further,
hold on.
I'm going to stop you right there, my brother. Listen here. All I said was niggas was too loud. I heard the smart remark about, do something with your phone.
No, I said, he said something, and I was like, well, turn your phone up then.
Turn my phone up.
I mean, I said this too loud.
Why would I turn my phone up?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the boy in the background.
That's
what
it is.
Mighty low.
That's
why I said,
you don't
want to talk
about
some bitch.
Yeah, right, man? What the fuck?
I'm going to move past that.
You know what? Well, put it this way. I'm not calling to talk to you. I'm calling to talk to JJ.
I'm going
to
move past that. I don't care who you're
here. Hold on. If you talk to him, you got to talk to me. So do
well,
it.
Well, you disrespectful.
Hey, yo, put one of them niggas in a headlock, man. The fuck is wrong with
you? I know this nigga A is not talking. Yo, A, why are you fronting? Yo, A, why are you fronting right now, A?
Hey, I ain't fronting, man. I ain't had no problems. Y'all coming at my homie, man.
You are in our house right now, so.
First thing, I ain't wet my feet. And I got
my Hold on. First things first. I didn't come at you. I came at your boy because he wanted to open his mouth talking about shooting jersey off. You're going to have had a lot of clicks to shoot my jerseys off, nigga. Straight tree.
That shit is sold onto your skin.
You better have a lot of clicks to take my jerseys off.
Man, listen.
Too many authentic. Too many authentic.
You're right. You can't even call. You can't even show love to these motherfuckers, man.
Y'all obviously trying to get ratings for your little show, and that's cute. But
well, we're trying to get ratings. Chill out, homie. First
nigga,
of all, I'm calling
to
show you love. But you want to come at my neck. It's not even like that. But since you want to be disrespectful, I'm just going to talk to my man right here.
Hold on. I want to ask some whores something. I'm talking about the motherfucking SD and his fucking partner. You can't dick hop like that, dog. You're going to catch a disease. Wasn't you just on our show?
First things first, don't affiliate me in a dick. That's the first things first.
I'm coming at y'all niggas. Hey,
back
JJ.
I mean, that's cute.
Pay the workers, man, so this thing ain't got to wear that jersey no more.
Come on, son.
Whoa, now.
Come on, dog. You don't even know. You're talking about shit you got no idea about, dog.
Hey. We get fly on Are We Famous Yet.
Come on, you get fly like a bitch. You right
here,
man.
Chill, man.
You get fly like a chick. You look just like the chick that's on your face. Listen, nigga.
When did you come out of jail? Because that style is not now. When did you come out of jail, nigga?
What are you talking
about?
Like your uncle and shit, nigga. Uncle in the basement with the jersey. Dick take him off.
Yeah,
we ain't got no love for you.
It's not even big
deal. Hey, JJ.
No.
Get another co-host, man. He's fags, man.
Whoa, man. You talking about my fam, man.
Fuck that.
Oh, he's a clown. He's clowning right now.
You know how I feel about this shit, man. You know how I feel about the situation. I can't keep my mouth shut.
Come on,
fuck
dog.
Them niggas, man.
Oh, fuck
boy.
Them niggas. Come on, dog. You talk mad loud.
You know what, dog?
You know what? It sounds good, son. Fuck us. That's fine, son. You
fuck. Hey, I don't want to put his government out there. I don't know his government. I ain't had no problem, but they call my homie a bitch, man. What's up with that, man?
First things first.
I told your fucking boss I was calling up this bitch.
Exactly.
Like I said. I'm trying to show love, but if you want to keep it in respect, we can do it that way.
Like I said, I have no problem with you, but if you want to come on my neck, I'm going to definitely bring the heat.
Yeah, I ain't had no problem with the low nigga in the back.
That's I mean, look, I'm not even talking to the female. She's still talking to me. I don't know why.
Because she gets fly.
I don't know why. I don't want to talk to you, female. Like, we already know your resume. We're having
all the love, man.
We already know your resume, female, so we're going to leave you alone.
That's what it is, man.
Where's the love at?
I don't know where the love was at the door when you came at my neck.
Yeah, we ain't had no problems. You called bitches.
All right,
and
so keep it pushing. That's all. Thank you for calling. You know
I was trying to say.
Hey, home, man. What the fuck? Why y'all rushing me?
Why y'all rushing me? You know what?
Hold on.
If I had a button, your mic would be cut off right now, but I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, but you ain't got a button because you're employed, nigga.
Yeah, you right.
That's why you ain't got a button, nigga.
Hey, Danny, what's good?
Nothing. I was trying to call up and say what's up, but you know what I mean? You got disgruntled postal workers on the line. They fucking coming at niggas' neck like, bitch! I'm like, shit, nigga, I can't even call and say what's up?
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. You
Come
feel
on,
me?
Man,
but I ain't, you know what I mean? I fuck
radio,
with you,
man.
JJ. Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Well, I guess my call is directed to him. Are y'all listening to the show?
I mean,
no, because you know
you
get that feedback shit.
You just
can't turn it
right now, so go ahead. I feel you. Get
what?
It out.
What did she? What?
Now all of a sudden you don't hear me. Come on, man, get it together.
We didn't hear you, man. It's like you got Muslim oil on your tongue, nigga. We can't fucking hear you.
Come on, hey. Cut that out, hey. Cut that out.
I'm cutting shit out, man. I'm angry now, man.
Be angry, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
I'm angry, man. And you
be angry
right with me. Stop right there with me.
Be angry, dog.
Hey, listen. When I hang up, I'll
be
fly. And when you hang up, you still have that jersey on. And that's
good. Niggas talking about jersey again.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, man.
Hey. They playing that
this day. It's getting ugly in here.
Getting ugly, yup.
It's getting ugly.
You came over here and started some shit.
You know what time it is.
All we famous right on the motherfucking building.
It's roasting.
Well, I just like to say, I ain't not going to keep too much of y'all time, but I just want to say, what's up, JJ? I was calling the show love, but niggas wanted to be disrespectful.
Hey, I
want
to talk to
You know what? Next time, warn your employee before I fucking call this show.
Hold on,
Danny. And I'm out.
Hold on, Danny.
Oh, shit. Talk about hate in the fucking building.
Yeah, ain't it,
Rob?
It's just hate, goddamn. You
should have
known that.
Hold on. Turn that siren shit off,
God. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Turn that siren shit off.
Turn that siren shit off.
It's off.
It was nothing but hate here for y'all. The flame ain't got no friends. You calling the show love? Are you stupid? Keep it pushing. You two guys and the other midget bitch. Keep it pushing. Seriously. Like, I mean,
I'm not even going to go there with Shorty, like, because we already know Shorty's resume.
That's it. Like, y'all.
We already know Shorty's resume, so I'm not even going to go there with her.
Yeah, like, we don't even need to address how she's done. We don't need to put a name out there. Nothing. It's not important.
But the homie, come on, homie. Come on, homie.
All I know is there's no one going to come up here calling, yelling, and all kinds of shit, though. Check that. Cut niggas' mics off, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, son, cut niggas' mics the fuck off, son.
Yeah.
All right? That's it, son. Like that's it. This is our shit, God. Like, son, I honestly, I'm tight now. I'm mad. I'm tight that I'm tight. Don't call up here with that shit, son. Niggas gonna come at my man like he's shooting his jersey. Nah, niggas ain't shooting off nothing. And this
you can't
is
shoot it off. You can't shoot it off, God. You can't shoot my authentics off.
Come on,
too many authentics for you to shoot them off.
Are you talking about coming at niggas next? Listen, this is the radio, for real. Like, if I wanted to come at a neck, like, it would be on the floor. You dig what I'm saying? With the head. So, like, it ain't got nothing to do with none of that shit y'all talking about.
And this nigga come in the room. Hold on. This nigga come in the room, tough guy talking like, we don't know what happened the last time we seen you, fam.
Come on,
you was playing the corner, mad quiet with your hands in your pocket, nigga.
Mad quiet, nigga.
Don't fucking play with me, nigga.
And your wallet had a chain on it, nigga, because you probably be getting shot, nigga.
This nigga's crazy, son.
Come on,
niggas talk mad loud on the phone.
Niggas know your resume, son. Nigga, come on, son. You can't raise your voice and make me believe it, dog. I'm just going to say it like that. You know what I mean? That's all.
And feel free to call up. You got the number now. So call up. Now you know about the TV show. It's fucking on and popping. Hit the chat room up if you want to talk silently or if you want to whisper amongst the people. Otherwise, dog, you know, I'll be in South Jersey every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Invite Danny Dan. We can all have fun. I'll come to sound you. We can all have fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's what it is. You know, come on, son. Like, you know where I'm at. You know what it's about. So let's not fight.
Hold on. Let me just address this real quick, and then I'm done with this whole situation.
Yeah, basically.
Female. I'm not even going to say niggas' names. Niggas know who they are. Female, male.
Huh?
My intent was to never come at y'all, niggas. My intent was to come at your third toe, your sloppy seconds that y'all got on y'all show.
He wanna
talk shit. He want to open his mouth. Son don't even know me. Son never seen me.
Still not on the page. Go ahead.
Son, and he's still not on the page?
No, still not on the page. Go ahead.
I mean, like, dog, you don't know me. You don't know where I'm from. And all that good shit, son. So you talking about shooting niggas' jerseys off, like, you know, it was cute. You know what I mean? You wanted to get your little buzz. You got your little buzz. You got a little laugh out of it. Now, what else do you have to say, God? I can go on all day about you, fam, and not stop and not give a fuck about you, dog. So it's like, you need to stop. Like I said, female, male, my intention was to never come at you. I thought you was coming at me, trying to say I had a cheap-ass phone, so you caught the fucking laugh. So you caught the rap, like, straight up. Like, know what I mean? No pun intended, straight up. I'm going to leave it at that. And this nigga and your homie, he needs to fall back because we don't believe anything that comes out of his fucking mouth. No.
Well, they actually are calling back right now.
Let's put him on the line.
Yo,
put him on the line.
That's fine, God. The whole thing is, ain't going to be no yelling, son. Ain't going to be none of that bullshit, dog. Like, yo, moderate that. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to fall back. I'm not going to say shit until it's right, until it's time.
Call you on the air.
I'm here?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened last time you seen me?
Nigga, last time you seen me, nigga, you was folded up in the corner like a picnic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I was fly as ever, and you had the jersey on.
Fly?
That's
come on.
I mean, yeah,
I came
you know what? You know what?
I came in.
Right. He's right.
As a rap, as usual.
You were fly. You were fly, dog. You're right. You were fly.
I mean, come on, dog. What man calls it so fly?
You just trying to make it like on the air, like I was some chump or something. I wasn't digging that.
Come on, son. Like I said, I'm gonna repeat it. I'm gonna repeat it again so you can hear me. Like I said, my intention is to never come at you or your female. I was coming at your third toe, actually,
because
he want to open up his fucking mouth about shit he don't know shit about. That's number one. Number two, like I said, I thought female was coming at me trying to get on my jack so she would feel my rap just as well. Obviously, she said she didn't say nothing, so you know what? I will take it back. I'll be the bigger man about it. I will take it back. But don't fucking come this way thinking you're going to get a fucking buzz off of my name, nigga. That don't work.
Hey, what I want to know is, man, how come the dirtiest nigga got the most mouth?
Come on, son. Why are you still talking, God?
Because, man, I'm angry, man.
You know why? I'm angry.
Hey, you came out for no reason. I understand getting my bag all that.
Oh, like I just said, you didn't hear me?
Hold on.
Let me tell you this.
I mean, I understand. Yeah, okay, I respect that. You came out for no reason. I dig it. I'm quick to call somebody a bitch, too. I feel that. But don't hang up and then say, you know, what happened? I seen this nigga. He was in the corner. Like, what?
First off, I didn't hang up. You hung up.
No, I hang up. And you say, look, I had this nigga in the corner?
I didn't say you're hearing the wrong shit.
It doesn't matter. Listen, I had you in the corner.
Who played the corner?
I don't go in the corner with nobody. I get bitches and get money and smack dumb niggas. Like,
I mean,
I don't get chumped.
I mean, we don't believe nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing over here, though, family. You dig what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't believe it, so I don't care. He can talk about
it. But honestly, if it's a problem, it's not going to come to me. Like, for real.
Yeah, if it's a problem, I would have been brought it to you, player. I'm not that type of nigga.
We hang up, and then you say, look, what happened when I see
you? Not at all. I don't get down like that. If I got something to say, I say it to your face, nigga. I say it to your face, nigga. I ain't never hold my tongue for nobody. I ain't about to talk for you, nigga.
I hope next time we meet, we can say it to each other.
Then we do.
JJ.
Leave that. Next time we see each other, it is what it is.
Yo. We famous that radio. We keep a G on our side.
Where the young lady at?
Yo, hold on. We got a call on the line. Hold on.
Come on, niggas are right. Niggas know your resume, son. Like, you don't know.
Don't even go on with that, man.
Hold on. We got a caller.
You know what, though? You're going to know about us now. Go ahead. Let's go.
Caller on the air.
First of all, if y'all got a problem, y'all know where I stay.
Oh, Lord. I think it's the other guy.
Raheem, I'm on my way to your crib right now. Holla.
Oh, my God.
I'll be waiting.
I mean, come there, son. Niggas will be there, son. Like, just come ready for whatever, you know what I mean? If that's how y'all making it, y'all making it like that. Like, niggas is not scaring nobody with the talk. It's radio, son. There's nothing real about what's going on your side of the street.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, y'all niggas see us.
There's nothing real about what's going on your side of the street. So, like niggas are saying, son, keep it radio. Keep niggas' jerseys and names out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Keep it radio, and then we're going to keep it like that.
And
now,
homie,
don't
call up here yelling and raising your voice.
Listen, this is my phone. You accept the call, I'll call. Like, as simple as that. You can't tell me what to do, dog. You're going to lose your fucking mind.
All right, you know what?
You're out of your mind. Chill.
Not at all, son. Not
niggas
at all.
Niggas get in the hospital every
not
night.
Not at all,
that.
But hopefully
come on, dog. Why are you? Why are you throwing around drop threats?
No threat. I'm talking. Nigga, I hang up and you say some fucking shit like that. So of course I'm gonna call back. Like, what the fuck wrong with you?
Of course, it's only right. But you know what, dog? You gotta live with yourself in your own hood. So it is what it is.
It don't matter. I live where I live. I live exactly. It is what it is.
Son. Like, it is. Anyway, let's move past this.
I'm tired of talking to this man.
Yeah, I'm tired of even hearing this nigga.
Yeah,
this nigga got bugs on top of his head when talking
to
me, man. Like, chill, homie.
You
yo,
to say?
JJ.
Yo.
We're Cuba Capa, whatever her name is.
La Cubanita?
Yeah, I want to hear her.
I'm right here.
How you
listening
going,
to this male testosterone flying in the air.
Yeah, you feel me, man? Like, what the fuck? But, I mean, anyway, Ace Motherfucking Money signing out. I hit y'all niggas up later, man. Work.
Yeah.
No hard feelings, man.
Yeah, thanks for enjoying the show, man.
Yeah, man. I love y'all, man.
I love you too, man.
Catch y'all on the outside world, you feel me?
Oh, man, this nigga's crazy.
We go back like spawning cars and car seats, nigga.
Definitely, man. I'm out this bitch, y'all.
Oh, shit!
That nigga AK.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Let's go, A.
That nigga wearing that crazy.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga A. No doubt.
Yeah.
Nah, that nigga's definitely a pimp, but you know, we just had
to. He pimps the game.
You know, honestly, it was due. It was past due. Niggas called up and, like, you know, said what they had to say or whatever. It wasn't much, but you know, they gathered up their little bird chests or whatever. And, you know, and everybody's better for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime you guys want to call in, you know, technical difficulties here to be technically difficult and to difficult.
Man, it's not a game, man. The TD show goes nowhere, man.
Technically, rip apart your situation in any way we can possibly help you. You know what I'm saying? So
word up.
So just breathe easy. You know what I mean? And everything will fall right in your lap, dog.
I want to give a shout out to my boy, One Word in the building.
One word.
Yeah, word up.
All right.
One Word holding it down. G Money holding it down.
G Money. Let's go, G.
Ain't money, man. Keep your pimp
money,
pants strong.
Money, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it was in the
keep
building.
Keep your pimp pants strong, ain't money.
Keep, yeah, he know. Yeah,
Danny Dan, holding the fuck down.
Danny Dan,
ma.
Danny Dan, hold on. Let me say this.
Danny Dan, listen here, ma. Like I said, thought you was trying to get at me, talking about my phone or whatever, trying to say my shit was trash.
Uh-huh.
So I came at you. Like, that's just natural instincts to me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So if you wasn't talking about me or you wasn't talking to me, I apologize. I take it back. Like I said, I'll be the bigger man about the situation.
Hold on.
All right. Well, and on that note, if she wasn't talking to you and she was talking to me, you know what I'm saying? ain't shit wrong with my phone, ma. So if you want to call back and talk about it, we can. Because you're really not. You're kind of pretty looking. You know what I'm saying? So we can talk. We can talk about something else. Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, host to host, we could talk about whatever. Like, a mile a minute, I could do that too. I could make sense too, you know what I mean? So, whatever, yo, you got the number, hit the chat room. 347-215-8388, let's get it.
Yeah, I want
like
to shout out to
Pete
Cutter. Pete Cutter was in the building.
Pete Cutter?
Like I said, the beef ain't with them. They not the enemy. The other niggas.
They not
enemy.
The enemy, God.
Not the other niggas the enemy. Niggas that talk about shit they don't know shit about. Basically.
Niggas that's not really in the forefront. Niggas is just like feelings. Like
I want them niggas to call up. I want them niggas to call back and tell me why y'all don't got fam on y'all page.
They're not doing niggas chill. They should call, yo, call back as a matter of fact.
And the funny thing about it is when I look at the headline, I just see a guy and a girl.
Hey.
Isn't there another dude on the show?
I mean, another female. I thought it was a female.
It was a female too when I heard it, and you know the nigga was talking or whatever. But you know, it is what it is.
Oh, Lord.
The funny thing about it is,
I mean, he was talking this little nonsense or whatever. I called up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to niggas or whatever. And the nigga A was like, oh, why your brother was round or whatever. I'm like, he do what he do. You know what I'm saying? He do what he do. That's how he felt.
Mm-hmm.
He had to handle the situation.
Mm-hmm.
He handled it. I noticed that the other cat in the back was real quiet while I was talking to A Money and Danny.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that. Know what I mean? You could call her too, homie, and let me know what's going on.
Nah, but what, if I heard the story right, what they were saying is that the next day you called up, and when they asked about, you know, what happened yesterday, you said, oh, yeah, that boy, yeah, I don't know, he's wilding. And then from what I was told, that you was like, nah, but y'all show is the shit. Like, they were saying
get
you
the
dick,
fuck out of here.
They said you was dick riding,
dog.
So, I mean.
Come on, now
I'm
dick
come
riding, dog? Come
on,
that doesn't even sound right.
Go ahead.
Don't even address that.
Go ahead. I said y'all show is the shit, no doubt.
I mean, honestly, I think JJ is making that shit up,
though. I wouldn't make that shit up, dog.
Sounds foolish. Something like that would never come out of my mouth.
That's what I thought, but right.
If anything, I said keep doing what y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
Get it how y'all get it. But I ain't never come out of my mouth like, yo, y'all show is the shit. Like, come on, dog.
Well, LP is calling in right now. The one
yeah,
nigga y'all talking
get,
about.
Let's get P up in here. Who? But your other two niggas.
LP,
you
on the line, baby.
That was in the my truck on Puerto Rican Day Parade. I get money, y'all lame.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Now I know who you are, Paul. Come on, son. You didn't even have no bitches around.
Yo,
JJ,
hold
would
on,
you
hold
let
on,
him
hold
know
on.
Who
who's
I
who's
am?
Yeah.
That was the same dicky niggas that was digging my 412. Oh, my God, his system's so loud. I get money, y'all.
Hold on, hold on. Who is this nigga?
Who y'all told me. Chill.
Hold on.
Y'all was in the
hold
back
on,
of my pickup. First off, first off, I wasn't in the back of your pickup. That's one.
Never. Come on.
You got the wrong dude. You like you're talking about somebody else.
Jay, you let him go, dog. Now they lying. They wasn't big time.
I'm lying.
Yo, hold on.
They was the ones that was walking on the side, and we were telling them to come
in. My
will. They kept walking.
Y'all was telling us to get in the whip, but we didn't get in the whip. Get your facts straight.
Hold on, is that the nigga with the fucking mohawk?
For what?
The nigga with the mohawk?
Yeah, he's the one with the mohawk.
With the mohawk, son.
Come on, go there with him,
money.
Let's keep it real,
yo,
JJ.
Hey, what I do, JJ.
Hold on, dog. Let's keep it funky. I'm just gonna,
you
I'm gonna, smoke. I had a party. 900 plus.
I heard about that shit, dog.
900 plus, baby.
I heard a lot of bitches, too.
And only why niggas is listening to you now, because I was saying
you
said this one off air.
Yo, you're a clown, son. Yo, dog, you're a clown, son. That's the bottom line. Really? That's a
clown. Hold on. Answer me this question.
Hey,
I'm not coming at you in that because you respecting us right now, but your clown ass friends, like, come on now. My squad getting money, dog. There's nothing
yo,
you
that,
can tell
that's
us.
Fine. That's fine. Niggas never
son,
heard
you can
that's
tell
fine,
me.
Son.
You can't
get
call
your,
me a lame. You
yo,
can't
son,
call
yo,
me nothing.
Yo,
I'm some dirty niggas from Brooklyn.
Niggas is not hating on that, son. Get your bread. Keep niggas' names out your mouth, God. That's it. You did.
That's all it really was.
First of all,
that's all it really was.
I am who I am. I talk shit, and I got plenty to back it up with.
But it's funny, because you talk shit about enough shit you don't know nothing about, God.
Not only that, I mean,
and how you going to try to correct me?
Like, LP. I think he's talking about when
you thought it was the bitch on the line.
Yeah, he was. He's talking about. He's referring to when you say he's gonna shoot his jersey off.
That's the only problem I got with you. I don't have no other problem with you because I don't know you. Like, you get what I'm saying? But for you to come out your mouth,
you start your show off by talking shit. Like, I'm that boy niggas want to be. Remember that.
Remember that.
I get money. I get bitches.
That's what's up, dog. That's what's up, son. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Tell niggas to put your face on the page. How about that? You trying to get bread.
Hold on. You can say what you want. Put my face on the page.
Yo, son, what you mean say?
Are we famous yet?
Come on,
the only thing I know, if my page... My face on the page is not. I'm getting money. I don't be on the internet. I never even went to the.
Is that all you know, guys?
What? Getting money? Yeah, that's all I know. Get money and get bitches.
I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is, son. That's what it is. Get your bread, get your money, get your bitches, and keep niggas' names out your mouth. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
No. See, that's where you guys fucked up.
Because you fucked up by saying my name.
No, no, no. See,
I'm well respected. Hold on. You, hold on. Hold on. I'm that dude.
That's
you talking. I'm that dude. You, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me address this. Like I said, let me address this.
First of all, son, I don't got nothing fucked up because this is my house. That's number one. Number two is you the first nigga to put niggas government in your mouth, bitch. So you
basically.
The next time, the next time you think about, I'll tell you that right now.
I'll tell you that right now. Next time you in Jersey, we can do whatever. Whatever, you know what Raheem saying?
Come on. Pasquale, please cut that out.
Yo, I don't care. You can say my real name. Niggas know who I am. I get money. I have nothing to hide. Pasquale. Yeah.
Like I said, man. Hold on. Like I said.
Niggas that know me. I'm saying.
Dog, like I said, the only problem I have with you is that you came out your mouth about shit you know nothing about. I don't even know you. So how could I talk shit about you? So you heard something from someone else?
I'm just letting y'all know. I just got the phone call. Because like I said,
some good ass grape soda.
I don't even do the radio shit. I do the radio, but I ain't on the internet listening to niggas shows and nothing like that because it's not that bad.
No doubt. Like I said, and the only reason I'm talking shit is because you opened up your mouth about shit you don't know about.
Hold on, homie, you talking about niggas. The only nigga government I put out there was JJ. And if JJ
I ain't talking about government, dog. When you hold on, listen to me.
Let that nigga talk for itself.
Listen to me, dog. I'm not talking about that. Listen, if you remember so correctly, you remember saying shoot that kid's jersey up? You remember saying that?
He's saying when you're talking to the fat
bitch. I remember saying that because his jersey needed to be shot off.
Oh, all right, so for you saying that, me not knowing you, never saying anything about you, of course I'm going to come at you now because you're talking about me now. Like, now you're talking about me, and I don't have that shit.
Oh,
like I said, you came out your face.
Niggas are still talking to
you came, like I said, he came out his face first.
First of all, to the dick even born in the background, too.
I don't even know why niggas are still talking to this nigga.
I just want him to understand what's going on.
You're right. I'm about to sign off. Shout out to the two dick eating niggas that was.
Nah, and then you want to shout out.
All right, JJ. All right, baby.
Shut this faggot's
mic off. We'll see you when we see you, faggot.
This nigga's clowning right now. Like I
see
said.
See when I see you, faggot. That's all.
Like I said.
Oh, man.
Cornball, nigga.
753, early in the road.
You got another 5 minutes. That's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's done.
You gonna eat that or not?
Yeah, nigga.
Lord.
That nigga crazy, son.
He never stopped, man.
Niggas don't like fighting and shit, son. Like, I don't even know why niggas would even say that out their mouth, son. Please save that shit. This is just fucking radio. It could be real shit. But listen, just fall back. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got kids and shit. Niggas is not trying to dig up bones. Fall back, man.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into a fucking...
Get into something.
Oh,
bro.
Lord. We're going to get into a fucking trap of Busta Rhymes. A trip out of town. Y'all keep that shit locked. Konnichiwa, motherfuckers.
Bitches.
Wait to make my trip out of town, son. We gon' do it, son. All them bitches. Trying to get this paper.
Hey, yo. Here's y'all niggas' tickets, man. I'm bus leaving right now. Hey, yo, listen to me, man. When y'all get on the bus, y'all niggas don't even sit together. Don't act like y'all know each other. It might be an undercover on the motherfucking bus or something. You know what I mean? When y'all get there in Norfolk, y'all gonna hit the terminal. You know what I mean? My man Ty gonna pick y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Take y'all to the hustling spot we got out here in Moulton Park out in Norfolk.
Most
money's proper. Hustle is proper. You know what I mean?
Straight
gangsta. Y'all niggas go out there and y'all handle your business, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that, all right?
Baby.
One love, man.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
Get up with you, man. Call me.
Yo, it all began like busting. My nigga steady about to bounce on a trip. He met some niggas with a lot of things they want on the flip. I told my nigga get the dough and keep the plow on your hip. Travel safe, you know that I'ma hold it down on a strip. Good looking, word to mother son, I give you my rib. And when I get back, I'ma bounce straight to your crib. On a shrimp, son slid and took it to the Greyhound with a burner in the knapsack. Headed straight out of town. Now, 3 days passed, I'm still on a strip. Doing hand to hand with 12. 12 capsule stashable clips with little magnets on the side of the clips. We plan it like a project. When police come, we stick the clips to any metal object. Throwing a nigga on the walls and try to first me down. I laugh knowing that my stash should never be found. Well, anyway, on the third day, sun came straight to the strip with a new floor, some shiny shoes on the whip. My nigga hit me with the latest, greatest. He told me get inside the whip so I can know just what the up to date is. He said he fucking with some guy and these niggas, how ill them niggas is, what kind of dough they get, and how they handle they biz, how they connect with Jamaican niggas who speak American, and how they chain swung medallions to iced out pelicans, and how they stay with 4 pounders and speak American to try to blend in like they ain't obvious out of towners. Okay, I never heard of workers getting 5 G's pay for trips that last for only 2 to 3 days. How much guy and these niggas be eating pasta but they love zucchini, rocking velour tennis suits, my Sergio Ticini, them type of cats that call you because you can't call them, rocking baseball fitted with wild animal skins on them, how they rock silks and tailor-made pants and get a matching ballet shoe for the silk to step in the dance. Wash rags hanging from every one of our back pockets, from every fine wine to champagne, them niggas are straight copping. Instead of shops in them neighborhoods that was residential, rock lace whips while the workers are floss the latest rentals. How they fuck with arrogant bitches who act pussy and love to hustle with niggas and stash coke up in their pussy. After all of that, I wanted one. The way my nigga was talking, so next trip I went to bounce with son. So now we out of town with guy and these cats up in their gates, bubbling packages and linging with gas. Shit was slow until the main theme was off, just like a thief in the night. Spread the word that we was back with the white.
Hey, yo, why don't you tell that crackhead to close the fucking door and shut the fuck up?
Yeah, man, clean the motherfucking spot up. Smell like
break this fucking breakdown in the working 50. Bro, go get the plates in the gym star.
Light that up. I'm gonna get you hit that. Fuck
your shit.
Yeah.
See how we blowing, Paul? Cause look out, niggas hold the fort like they was watchtowers. Bugging on how we run through a half a brick every couple of hours. So on and so on, shit is good and we eating. First nigga to short a packet to catch the most brutal beating. The whole town, see we now own it. Carrying on and blemishing all in the hearts of the best moments. We stacking cheddar now and shit is all clear that we was growing as working niggas with aspiring ideas. We love the floss and the feeling of pushing chrome shit. But in the grand scheme, these niggas a lot of had their own shit. Now these niggas was really ready to swell up. We decided to separate from them niggas and make our shit develop. Off into the wilderness of the wicked who sin. We set up shops and watched the games begin. So now we ballin' like a motherfucker. Money was sick. Gas on the cheddar and these bitches rotting the dick. Fucking everything from the local McDonald's bitches with the biggest ass to attorney bitches that'll be the charge fast. We used to take a nigga's custody and leave it set up on tilt and watch them angrily scheme on the shit that we built. Ain't it funny how shit transpired? In fact, not too long after a ride, we took to where the stash house was at. Some niggas tried to run the jokes with things in their palms. Not a problem, so we immediately reached for the jaws. Right away, the gun bumped straight up to the nigga. How we moved his organs to kick back. Shift to the nigga. Wild shots fire. Everybody scatter like rats. Leaving nothing but gunpowder and a trail of smoke on these cats. Now we got this faggot nigga blood on our hands. But fuck it. Determined to fulfill the best of these plans. Shit was hot, but we was nowhere near ready to fall. My son said he shot, but he wasn't bleeding at all. Word, I started bugging when my nigga said he feel cold. Then I looked up on the right side of his shirt and found a little hole. So as he continued to radically blaze the fifth flame, the iron not giving the fuck. Y'all niggas wanna rip? Well, we said it, 3 out of them 4 niggas who tried to joke. One nigga slid and think he got off the hook. Now let me find out, 1 out of them 3 niggas whose body was one of them Guyanese niggas who buy drinks up for the party. He was the nigga that flood the table with champagne. Stupid motherfucker tried to front, we had to leak his brain. Suddenly my nigga fell to the floor and said his legs feel like them shits ain't got no feelings no more. Ulster acting up from all the shit I felt in my gut. The shit was all over as soon as the director said, cut! That's a wrap. Good acting, motherfucker. Good acting. That's the shit I'm talking about. Y'all ready to watch the playback? Fuck around, that shit.
Yeah, I know. Applause for the motherfucker. Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Yo, son, God, done, son, one, I mean, yeah, John, love, peace, and happiness, motherfucker. That's fucking technical difficulties. I mean, that was Busta Rhymes off that NRK CD, SD in the fucking building. What's good, nigga?
Ain't shit good, nigga.
You cool down, nigga?
I mean, I was never hyped, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? It is what it is. Like I said, I don't need no niggas with me. I don't need no niggas with me.
Hello?
What the fuck is that?
Shut the fuck up.
No, that's my dude in the back.
Yo, 6'4", you in the building.
Yeah, I'm in the building, motherfucker, you know.
Stop saying that's your friend. Why'd I tell you about that?
Hey, Kuba.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, Kuba, was she bear witness to that?
Yeah, like, she was there the whole time.
Let's go, Kuba. How you doing, baby?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, you know.
Yeah, don't let them get under your skin. That's what they want to do.
Under my
skin. Get under your skin.
Yeah, man, and it seemed to work. Skin.
Nah,
yeah,
not at all.
Yeah, that's what
I'm trying to do. Nah, not at all. Not at all. They can call up whenever they want, though.
Mm-hmm.
Say what they say. I mean, just, it is what it is, man.
All right, what was
this? That's for
sure. Niggas already know the resume and all of that, so there's really no need to even further discuss.
Not even interested.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's our La Boricua at?
She's on baby duty tonight.
Oh.
Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, no doubt. Satan's changing shitty diapers and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, yep. I'm down. All right, well, we're going to get into this. This is Monday Madness. It's now 8 o'clock p.m. Now, fucking, the topic today is Monday Madness, shit that pisses you off. I mean, you want to call up and shit on somebody. A little bit of that has already taken part. Whatever, you know, I mean, your boss pisses you the fuck off. You just want to give a shout out. You're going to hear a song that I'm probably not going to play. Then, you know, you can try to call up. But, somebody was actually requesting for you, Fuba. They was like, how come she don't talk much? I mean, she sounds so sexy. So, yeah, someone out there.
I just saw that male testosterone was flying out in the air. I figured I'd let it roll, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll let it roll. Anyway. Alright, everybody. Name one comedy movie you had seen. One comedy movie.
Deuce Bigelow.
Ah,
I like Deuce Bigelow.
You know they made another one, right?
Which one, a new one?
Yeah, it's some dumb shit.
Not the Europe one, right?
I think that's it, yeah, that's the Europe one.
That was like last year.
Word. European gigolo.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You know what, man? This is some bullshit. I'm over here scratching my head, and I noticed that the front part of my head, the top is soft, but the back is frigid. It's about time I take a razor to my hair. What's left of it. Oh, man. You know what? It's funny that my head looks like a fucking kiwi, man.
Your hair looks like a kiwi.
My hair looks like a kiwi. Like, just, you know, the frigid hair and shit. Some is there, some
yeah.
is not there.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Some fucking bullshit, man. Someone in the room said, Lord God, Son.
Son God.
Son God.
God, Son.
Yeah.
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 Oh, nigga said, your head is huge. Stop wearing hats, son.
Yeah, they know
me. Yeah, they gotta know me.
And then you got the Thunderdome.
Yeah, I won't get into a club. The Thunderdome?
Thunderdome.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
You know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking nigga said I had a head like Arnold and shit.
Football head.
Yo, football head ass nigga.
You can't take your shirt on?
Huh?
You can't take your shirt off at night?
Nah, I got to get, like, specialty shirts. Like, I need, like, three people to hold the top part of my shirt to get over my head.
He's some hey Arnold in the face ass nigga. Hey Arnold in the face,
Scooby Doo
in the face.
No, grape soda in the face ass nigga.
Niggas know Hey Arnold with the football head.
Huh?
Niggas know Hey Arnold with the football head.
Hey yo, Danny said, head, motherfucker. You owe me rent.
What she said?
She said, hey, motherfucker. You owe me rent, motherfucker. Coming to America.
Yeah, coming to America was a good one.
That was that shit right there, though, Coming to America, man.
I'm still fucking
What's
with
up,
Three
Dave?
Strikes.
Yeah, oh, my God.
You said what?
Mm-hmm. Three strikes, nigga.
I'm still fucking with Three Strikes.
Yeah. I'm saying, y'all niggas not haven't seen Repo yet?
Nah. Seen what?
Repo.
Repo.
Oh, man.
Repo?
That's that shit with Cat Williams. That's that shit with Cat Williams?
Nah. Yeah. With Cat Williams and,
Yeah, I did see that.
Black ass nigga.
I did see that shit. That shit is kind of funny.
Nigga. How many black ass niggas are there?
He's talking about something from next Friday.
The Afton nigga. This 2-7.
Yo, he's funny.
Fuck the lock.
Funny.
Them niggas is garbage.
Oh, that African. Oh, that's what we was talking about the other day.
Yeah, old fucking crispy fried face ass nigga.
And I don't got no receipt.
Huh?
And I don't have a receipt.
Word.
Kiss my ass or what?
Kiss my ass or what?
Oh shit! Yo,
this is fucking hilarious.
Yo, fucking mozzarella in the face, ass nigga.
Hold on. Are you trying to go in on me?
Huh?
Are you trying to go in on me?
Nah, I'm going in on everybody, man.
Oh, I'm lying.
Oh, polio string cheese in the face, ass nigga.
Oh, shit. Arnold Schwarzenegger and a face-ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, SpongeBob and a face-ass nigga.
Yo, Battleaxe face-ass nigga.
Huh?
Yo, looking like Cringer from He-Man and shit.
Yo, there's no muffler on a Range Rover.
Really?
Nah, they said that's what the black-ass nigga sent on repos. There's no muffler on a Range Rover.
Okay.
Black-ass nigga.
That was a good tidbit of information.
I guess you had to be there, you black bastard.
Yeah, because you know I'm a black bastard, a.k.a. 6'4", a.k.a. your mom's favorite boyfriend. Straight up, hey.
Your mom's favorite booty call.
Yeah, but your mom's legs stay up in the air.
Yo, your mother's legs stay up in the air more than they are down, really. Like, that's the reality.
I said to somebody else, I actually don't know what your mom's looks like because she stays in the fetal. So, you know,
basically, I actually get so much, you know, I don't know, I thought we were paying
booze
up or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, shit. Hey, yo, Sal, how come ain't no black people on the wall, man? How come you ain't got no brothers on the wall?
It's fucking correct.
Oh, shit.
Word, how come you ain't got no brothers in the wall?
Nigga said, hey, what the fuck did he say? He said, so since we pay much money, I want some brothers on the wall. And threw the napkin on the fucking floor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yo, bugging out was a funny motherfucker. Yo, you remember when we were on the set of Do the Right Thing?
Yeah.
We were in Bed-Stuy, ladies and gentlemen. We're actually in Bed-Stuy, not talking about Bed-Stuy. But we were in Bed-Stuy. And we were in the van chilling, like my pops was on the set. You got the 40 acres and the mule jacket and all of that, like doing the fight scene at the end, not the fight scene, the fire scene, like where they killed Radio Raheem and then Mookie got tight and threw the garbage can through the window and shit. And then at the end, motherfucker Smiley went and put Malcolm X and Martin on the wall and shit. Now we got black people on the motherfucking wall. I think that was a powerful message. You know what I'm saying? Is this what it takes? Do we have to burn this mother down in order to get some respect? Think about it. Call us up. 347-215-8388.
Okay.
Basically.
That was a good one.
Yes, it was. I got tons of those. Tons. Tons.
Tons?
Like a girl. Tons. Tons
of
fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, more
tons of fun, nigga.
Tons of fun?
Tons of fun. Tons of fat fun.
Well, my girl happens to be your mother, so that's incest, ain't that?
What happened?
My girl happens to be your mother.
Oh, would it be incest? Interesting. Poor choice. But, you know, you let
Yeah?
Poor choice, kid. Try another one.
Well, put it like this. One. Fuck you and that horse you rode on in, which happens to be your mother.
I mean, the
horse. Oh, boy. Homosexual comments again.
What?
Tonson! Okay, yeah, it's back around. Fucking, name two black and white films you remember seeing.
Clerks.
Name two what?
Two black and white. I think they're talking about like the fucking gray TV and shit.
What's his name? Like what's your color was in black and white?
Huh?
Clerks was in black and white.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And you seen Clerks?
Nah, I saw the colored one.
Oh, you seen the first two? Yeah, the first one was in black and white.
Oh, wow, that's corny.
I don't know about no other movies, but I remember The Honeymoon is being in black and white, nigga.
Oh, yeah, that was the shit.
Yeah, I saw The Honeymoon.
Movie, really?
To the moon, Alice.
And fucking Three Stooges.
Ah,
Three Stooges, yeah. No, with the Little Rascals, too.
You know, I knew you were gonna say that, but I didn't really fuck with the Little Rascals. I thought they were, like, whack for some reason. Like, I don't know what it was about them. I just really didn't dig them.
I liked it because of their dog.
Their dog.
Yeah, with the little black eye all around. They used to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm. We know
the little Lassie wannabe.
Lassie wannabe.
Yeah.
I like Petey.
Huh?
The RCA dog.
The what?
Yeah, there's a plane coming.
The RCA dog, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, what if we... You ever see, like, the racist-ass cartoons that they had back in the day? The big-ass fucking lips?
Hell yeah.
They had a bunch of black people with big-ass lips, and they all was lazy.
Black niggas with pink lips.
Pink-ass lips, and they was working slow as shit.
Not forget.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, man.
Why do you think they did that?
I don't know what I'm...
Yo, I don't know, because, I mean, it is actually hating it. Have any of y'all ever saw Set It Off?
Hell yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
Remember when, I forget what the boy's name was, where the boy was like, shut the fuck up and get back to work.
Yeah. That shit was
bad
funny.
Oh, shit. He's like, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. These good white folks are into recycling. You got to recycle. We have room 104. You didn't empty the trash. I'm docking the pay. Oh, come on, Luther. That ain't right. Who the fuck you supposed to be? That damn mighty fucking Muslim fucking Power Ranger? What you gonna do? I'm docking her pay. On this good God Earth, there's three people I don't mess with. The I, the R, and the S.
There you go.
Well, if you don't like it for Luther's janitorial, take your broke ass home. Otherwise, shut the fuck up and get back to work.
Yo, that shit is mad funny, guys.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Shut the fuck up and get back.
Oh, shit. What would you do if your boss told you that, man?
Never. Never.
Never. You heard?
No.
Never.
No, this is what I'm telling you. Yo, listen. Never, dog.
Never.
I don't think the boss has the heart to say some shit.
That's basically it right there.
Oh, shit.
You don't got the heart to say it.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he might think it.
Uh-huh.
He'll definitely think it. He'll go to the back and tell somebody else that.
Uh-huh.
Niggas think a lot of shit. Like, niggas think shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that thinking something is like saying something over the phone, basically. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it's the same effect. Like, come on, dog. What is you really
very
saying?
Dry.
But what if out of nowhere, like, he's just pissed off by everything. He's like, all right, just shut the fuck up at the work.
Wait, who you talking to, God?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
Rewind that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you talking to? You
word. Like, hold on. What, who are you talking to, Doug?
Word. Straight up.
I wouldn't even respond, Doug. Like, shit like that.
I wouldn't even respond to it. Like, man, shut the fuck and get back to work.
I'll be looking behind me like,
who the fuck is you talking to?
Yo, one word said, y'all niggas shut the fuck up and let Cool Bonita talk.
Come on, fam, like...
Nah, but he put laughing my ass off.
Yeah, he knows. Thank you for listening, homie. You don't even believe
that all.
You know what I mean? Appreciate you listening. Basically. All
right, Cooper, go ahead and talk.
The what?
He wants to hear your sexy-ass voice.
Oh, word. Time to call up.
Straight up.
Mm.
I like that.
Mm.
You call up.
We're going to leave it right there.
347-215-8388, nigga.
Basically.
Talk to the sexy ass Cubana.
She fucked me in person.
Ooh.
Talk live, nigga.
As my nigga would say, not on duty. Not on duty.
Don't be scared, nigga.
My nigga would say, not on duty. Yeah, I'm not, you know, feeling dick biting, but as my nigga said,
hey, yo, hold on, man. Hey, yo, hold on, man. Hold on, man. She got out of control, man. Listen here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we here now. The TD show is here. We official. Like, we've been official for a little minute. For all y'all who didn't know, now you fucking know.
Hey,
check
word.
This out, man. Yo, shut up, man. Yo, shout out to my son, Ace Money, man. You know what
Ace
I mean?
Ace Money.
Yeah, that's my son right there, Mr. Stay Flashy, flying all of that other fly shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, nah, son, like, ain't no animosity. That's my son. You know what I mean? Like we good bread, son. What up? That's all it is.
Real
you know
niggas
I mean?
Always get into it from time to time.
I mean, it happens, yo. Even the best of friends fight. Like I be fighting with my niggas sometimes, God. But you know what? Niggas smoke a blunt after that. So.
But hold on. But A Money, your boy, your homeboy.
Yeah,
that's
not even
a dress. I can't vouch for that, and I'm going to leave it at that.
But see, what y'all got to understand with LP.
We can't extend the same, like.
He's like,
You get a pass. I don't know if he does. You know what I mean? Like, come on, son.
He's a hater. Like, he.
That's the way niggas is coming up. I mean,
he hates on everybody. He doesn't sing out to one person.
It's crazy.
So it's like, you got to understand, like. Growing up with the nigga, he just hates on everybody. He doesn't sing on nobody else, so it's never personal. You know, with him, it's just radio.
First thing
is real. It's just radio.
No. First things first, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, can't open your mouth about niggas and then expect it to be all gravy. Like,
you can't
go. Like, as far as the government shit is concerned, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas shouldn't be spitting niggas' governments out anyway.
Basically.
You know what I mean? That wasn't my issue.
That was my issue, dog. That was my issue.
My issue with the kid is he's opening his mouth. Talking about shit he don't know what he's talking about, dog. Like, that's it. Like, it boils from there. Like, you're listening to some fat bitch. And then I guess you felt the need, like, oh, she's talking all this. Let me see if I can get a buzz real quick.
We talking about that fat ass.
I mean, I'm not even gonna say her name, but we know who the fat chick is.
Fat,
you know,
floppy,
what I'm
big butt,
dilapidated, cheesy,
big stomach,
cheese,
big neck.
I don't knock you out.
Big brownie for you. Yeah, you know what? Everything big on that bitch. She look like a big-ass vending machine. I want to pinch a brownie off her forehead. Oh,
like,
fat bitch.
Like, I got fat. I mean, it is
oh,
what it is.
Turkey roast face, bitch.
Stuck. You can't be opening your mouth.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving.
Basically, that's
not
it. Like,
I'm going
like,
to cook
after,
that bitch.
Like, after that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you could say that niggas can't check you or whatever, but, I mean, when it comes down to it, niggas can check you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not over the radio, but, you know, I mean, come on, son. Let's keep shit in perspective. Like, you're not even really, like, build, like, all of that. Like, you're trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? So,
but really, is all this, like, really, like, you know, important? Once again, this is radio, you know. It's radio.
I can shit on
with somebody and
the thing
give
is,
me the street and give him a handshake. Like, what up, baby? Let's go get a brew.
That's like a spit in my face if you ask me.
Go get a fucking wine cooler. Call it quick.
That's like a spit in the face if you ask me, son. Like, straight up.
Like, Nick can't, like, put, come on, for what, dog? Like, what are you doing that for, son? Like, what the fuck is you doing? Why is you saying that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and he don't even, like, it's funny because he don't even know no type of situation, God.
Oh, Lord, this shit happened, like, 20 minutes ago. You niggas still on it?
Hit it, motherfucker.
Yeah, we fucking on it, nigga. The fuck is you talking about, nigga?
I know, doubt. You're on it. Right.
Come on, God. What the
you're
fuck,
on
son?
It.
Don't try to check us, son. I'm only talking about it because it's you, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nigga. Nigga.
Yeah, I hear that. Hold on, guys. We got a caller.
We got a caller? Uh-oh.
Yo, yeah, you're on the air.
I just like to say, if y'all don't let the girl talk, this ain't the man show. Yo, for real, that's what's up.
Oh,
yo,
shit.
There's testosterone in the air, right?
hey, Danny, Dan, I'm trying to calm them down. It's like they still on it. I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I ain't heard her talk one time. I don't even know her voice. That's how bad it is.
Ah, damn. Ah, yeah, well, with that, cool.
Shut the fuck up and let her talk.
Oh, shit. My nigga. Go to home, girl. You got mad squabbles. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh wow.
That was dry, honey.
Yo, one word.
Let her talk and let her get out and let her blow her feelings out.
I'm calling up to hold the phone. Oh, that's you talking about? You gonna hold the female down?
Yeah.
All right, no doubt. All right, sure. Yeah, we gonna get into the mix of things, yo. Well, cool, but you got your list?
Yeah, I got my list.
All right, bet. We gonna start, you know what I mean? We're gonna start getting on to the show. We only got like fucking 40 minutes left.
All right, well, let her talk, and I wanna hear her talk more.
All right, bet.
Wangs on the line.
That's what's up, Mark. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, man. These niggas about to shit on me. Let me get my brother first. Nigga, most of my background.
Who's about to shit on you?
Nah, these niggas. I muted them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What up?
Are you calm, nigga?
Who, me, nigga?
Yeah.
Shut up. Good, son. I'm saying to Danny, like, I'm saying
to you. Pull
like,
shit like that, though.
Yo,
huh?
What happened?
I get tight when you pull shit like that, though. You know what I'm saying? You fucking head in the butt ass nigga.
Head in the butt. Yeah, yo,
Peter Paul face ass nigga. Yo, we gonna have to move on, man.
Go ahead, man. Let me.
All right, look. All right, cool, bud. Spit some questions, man. Niggas are laughing my ass off.
I got a question for you guys.
All
right, we're gonna play this or that game.
Oh, poop ass nigga.
Ah, yeah, go ahead. Well, I just wanna say one more thing before you do it.
Oh, Lord.
Shut your mouth, bitch. I put you down there with him. All right, go on. Back come over here and shit on me with your man.
All right,
we're moving on. All right, go on, Cuba.
All right, we're going to play a game. We're going to play this or that. And you guys got to, like, basically name stuff that you prefer. All right, now I got a question for you, Mills. You rather, you like licking or sticking?
See, preferably for me, Amy might call me a pussy boy, but I like to lick. Like, I'm a pleaser.
Oh, boy.
I like to stick, but you can't lick everybody. Fuck it. I like to lick.
Okay, so let's suppose it's somebody that, you know, basically you'll do anything with you. Do you prefer licking or sticking?
Sticking, because sticking, we both get pleasure.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm a 2-second man, so I'll lick all day.
I mean, not for nothing.
I got a little nut.
Not for nothing, but eating pussy makes my dick hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just a start.
Yeah.
Yes.
That shit will keep me going.
Huh?
That shit will keep me going. That's why I like to eat that poop.
I mean, it's not that it keeps you going, son. Like, if she's pretty, son, like, if she's pretty and she got all of that shit would keep me going. Smells good in the hair and all of that. Definitely sticking, though.
All right, well, what if she's, like, overly, like, obese bitch? Like, can you eat?
Even,
is that possible to eat out a fat bitch?
I wouldn't be there, guys. I wouldn't be there.
You might drown, suffocate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, when they get that, they about to get that shit, it's like Darth Vader. Like, whoa, where the fuck you going, bitch? Like, it's going off. Hey, I gotta pick licking, man. Just got my little baby nuts, so I got licking.
You pick licking?
Yeah.
All right, 6'4"?
Definitely sticking.
Definitely.
I mean, I like both, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends. But I definitely rather stick because that's guaranteed to get the desired result. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Guaranteed.
SD?
Well, I'm going to go with sticking, like I said before. Because you get, you know what I mean? Both of us get pleasure out of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right.
Well, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you rather sucking or fucking?
Sucking or fucking. Depends who it's with. Depends on the person, but I would have to say fucking. Yeah.
Sucking?
I knew you was
fucking, yeah.
Alright.
Sucking, I don't know, sometimes, like Esty has said before, sometimes you guys get a little, like, brutal, like, you know, make you gag and shit, and even though you
gag and cough, gag and cough, please.
Yeah.
I mean, don't feel like that's not sexy when the nigga grabs your throat and like makes you do shit. Like you like that control shit sometimes.
Oh yeah, I like that, but then at the same time, the gagging reflexes is not all that sexy.
Oh, it's sexy. I want you to throw up on my dick.
I mean,
I want to throw up all over my pubes.
You obviously have work to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to practice. Basically, like if you gag.
Yeah, I guess I do.
You know what I'm saying? If you're gagging me, I mean, come on.
Hey there, come here.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
Haven't you had enough practice?
So, like, do you like to get fucked hard or, like, a nice little... Because some girls like to get fucked, and some girls just want to just get loved.
Well, see, it depends on the day. I mean, sometimes I want to get fucked, and, I mean, I don't always want to get fucked, and I don't always want to get loved. So, it depends on the mood.
One word in the room said, gaggers make the world go round.
Yo, straight up.
It sure does.
One word.
Yeah,
you got hold on. One word. You got to make sure they hum game is popping too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the hum game ain't really popping, you know, it ain't much to really be talking about.
Word. We love throat spit too.
He says, "Oh, you mean that thick spit?"
Yeah, nigga.
That clammy spit.
Yeah. Yo, I want you when you got your hand on my dick. You pull it away, you got, like, all sorts of strings of spit, like the spiderweb spit all over my dick.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga's having orgasmic experience and shit.
Oh, yeah.
For real, right?
Yeah.
That's
the right
motherfucker.
Save you. Oh, man. All right. Do you guys prefer Nike or Adidas?
Nike, early.
Yeah, I fuck with the Air Ones. Although the shells will be on point. But it seems like out in South Jersey and Philly area, they rock shells. But up north in New York, they rock Air Ones.
That's some Dave shit, that the shell tops. They got like five pairs of them shits, guys. How you got five pairs of shell tops, guys? What the fuck is you doing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess it is what it is, right?
I mean, the shells come when, I mean... But to tell you the truth, I just copped some fucking Lacoste sneakers.
Oh, nigga.
Them shits is hype.
I'm not hopping on that. They too expensive, ain't they?
Shell tops is mad.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, this, you know, just tighten my fucking pockets.
Yeah, but you're cute. Your feet are cute, though, right? You got the little alligator snapping on your feet, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Woo! And the nigga had the nerve to get a Kango?
Uh-huh.
Dog.
You're trying to really do a lot right now. You're trying to really put yourself out there. I feel you, though, pimp.
Oh, yeah. You know, anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace.com. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so, anything else?
Yeah, pimp. Go ahead, Kuba. Go ahead. Keep
go ahead.
Them.
You guys like Family Guy or Boondocks?
Oh, I fuck with Boondocks.
Both of them, because Family Guy is that stupid, ignorant, dumb shit, and Boondocks is that real raw, like funny, like heart,
that real black
heartfelt,
shit.
That heartfelt hit home shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That should be hitting home, God. Word.
How about lemonade or iced tea?
Both hate.
No, you know, you can't pick both.
Half and half.
I let you get away with the Family Guy.
Half and half. Well, nah,
but
they got lemonade iced tea.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that shit is good. Half lemonade, half blush is the bomb.
Why can't I get that?
I don't know, man. I fuck it. Not everybody knows how to make lemonade, man.
Yeah, that's true.
If you go to Chick-fil-A, get a chicken sandwich, some waffle fries for free, and a lemonade.
Chick-fil-A is the shit. I have a Chick-fil-A down here.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the shit.
Chick-fil-A is that shit, though.
Oh, well, make sure you tell that nigga I want a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries. For free!
Yeah.
For free!
Bitch.
Okay,
you didn't answer my question. Lemonade or iced tea?
Told you, lemonade.
I take the tea.
Iced tea.
You'll take the tea?
Yeah, because I could always put a little lemon in it, like a little lemon wedge or something if I want. I mean...
What about DVDs or VHS?
Come on, guys.
You sound
DVD, nigga.
Next question.
Here's the next question.
All right. Puerto Rican or Cuban?
Ooh.
Puerto Cuban.
Oh, shit. They said Puerto Cuban.
Who said that?
You know who said it.
It's 6'4", right?
Yeah, 6'4" said that shit.
You know.
Nigga, what's the deal?
Word up. Give me that. Give me that combination, man. It's definitely sexy right now.
That's definitely needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. But if you had to pick one, like right now, if I was to say you get to pick me, Cuban, or La Boricua, which one? Not us personally, but I'm saying Puerto Rican or Cuban. You got to pick one. If you get to take one of us home for the night.
Oh, wow.
You left me between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, I didn't really know how to answer that one.
Well, guests in the room said Cubans. Then it said, shout out to Fat Brent.
I mean, but would they say that if La Boricua was here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why, yeah. When I saw this question, I was like, damn, my whole Boricua calls up. Because it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, she's playing games, though. Like, she wants to be part-time. It's all good, though.
Well, before you say anything, one word said, laugh out loud at Little Lemon Wedge.
What happened to Little Lemon Wedge?
You said something about you like to put the Little Lemon Wedge in.
Like, that's the bottom line. If I want a little lemony tint to my iced tea, I could do it like that, guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right, you're still going away from the subject.
That shit is not easy.
It's not.
Damn.
Not easy.
But see, not all Puerto Ricans look bad, and not all, well, everything Cuban I saw was bad. I'm sorry.
Everything what?
Every Cuban I've seen is bad. I've never seen no ugly Cuban.
I can't tell the difference.
Me neither.
I can tell the difference. It's like they're lighter and they're a little bit. Fuck the Cubans, man. I'm sorry. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'll go Cuban on that one.
Yeah, I'll fuck with Cuban.
I'm with it. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's going Cuban. Uh-oh. My Boricua's going to be mad.
Yeah, by the way, let me get a cigar since we all went Cuban.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. All right. How about football or baseball?
Football.
Baseball's too soft.
Yeah, baseball is lame.
Yeah.
I like baseball.
Okay.
Well, what do you like about baseball?
That's probably because you're Cuban.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
That's true.
It is.
Is it?
That is true.
Favorite pastime. Hey.
Yep.
But I couldn't tell the difference between a Puerto Rican and a Cuban if I seen him on the street, goddamn.
Hey, you gotta see, you know me, man. I like my race. I like my race, but it's like I mess with Spanish chicks more and you can kinda tell. Like fucking between Puerto Ricans you can tell between Cubans. Like Cubans just look more from the island, like they look more tropical. Puerto Ricans is bad too. But from what I've seen, I have to bang with Cubans, man. I mean, if anyone has something else different, or if you're Puerto Rican out there and you're mad,
don't feel left out.
You can always call up. Tell us how you feel.
You sure can. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying?
Won't
bite. Well, they won't bite. I know I will.
Oh, shit.
I'll
have to pull up for you.
Yeah, you know.
All right, how about the sun or the moon?
All about the sun.
Nah, I like the moon, man. Because it's just that, you look at that big-ass white fucking ball in the sky while you busting ass, and it's nice out. Oh, Lord.
Listen, let me tell you something, bro. Definitely the sun. Because the sun gives the moon its shine. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the moon doesn't have its own light. The moon's light is a reflection of the sun's light off of itself. So, definitely the sun, because when it comes to the summertime, and that sun gets hot, and it brings all of them, it makes women take their clothes off and shit, what the fuck, what the moon ever did?
See, the moon sometimes makes pussy wetter.
Listen, the moon does what?
Makes pussy wetter, like, it fucks with you, like, that's when crazy people come out, or horny bitches come out, man, I'm telling you.
That's true.
That sounds good, dog. Listen, it's me that does that shit.
Word? I know, though.
Yeah. They think it's the moon or some other shit or the alcohol, but it's really me, dog.
Well, one word said Puerto Ricans are freakier. And he said he'd fuck with the moon.
I mean, how many Puerto Ricans has he had? How many Puerto Ricans has he had? How many Cubans has he had?
I bet, yeah. How many Puerto Ricans have you had, one word? How many Cubans?
Are they freakier, really? Or you think they're freakier, or the ones that you dealt with? How freaky are
well, the reason, or, and yeah, and what's the reason why they're freaking?
Are they under 21?
Because I don't think freakiness has a race, to tell you the truth.
Hmm?
Huh?
I said, I don't think freakiness has a race.
No.
I think freakiness is its own race in itself.
That shit is its own entity. Believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because I've known the Spanish women to be more like, wetter-wise, I've seen Spanish women more wetter. Like, you can just fucking touch them, and they start dripping.
Oh, Lord.
Like, that shit is sexy. Like, oh, my Lord. I want that big-ass ring in my bed. I want so much cum to be in my fucking bed sheets that it sinks to the bottom of the bed floor. I got to get a new mattress.
I don't, because that means that you ain't washing mattress and mad lungs, you stink bastard.
Or,
I mean, once you got piss stains on it, what's the point of washing it?
Oh, yeah.
You just flip it. That's all. You just flip it.
You still pee the bed.
Piss and... Look, hey, look, I got cats, and I don't want to step on my kitten, so, you know, I just say, fuck it.
How many cats you got now? Like 18?
Nah, 7.
Oh, damn, nigga. Hi, last time I was there, I was there earlier today, you had one. What, did they fucking, like, multiply like amoeba or something?
They're like the gremlins at night.
Right.
They get wet, they multiply.
Yeah. Someone said in the room, basketball is actually better.
What did you get them wet, niggas?
Huh?
Hey,
somebody said basketball, that wasn't an option.
That wasn't an option, hard.
Yeah, but it
wasn't.
Yeah, I guess they don't like neither or. They don't like football or baseball.
Oh, well, it's time to shut up now.
maybe they probably say possible.
they probably want to play with a lot of balls.
pocket pool, you know it.
Oh, Lord.
Especially that, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys prefer vanilla or chocolate?
Ooh,
hello.
All day.
My butter pecan.
Vanilla?
All day and all night. Chocolate all day.
Butter pecan.
And all day.
Mm-hmm.
All
butter
night.
Pecan.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Yo, shout out to La Chocolata, man. You know who you are.
Nigga had to put that out.
I had to, every show. Yo, shout out to Baby Omari, too, man. Listen, we gonna fall back on that, because, you know, y'all really don't really know niggas like that. So I think I'm going to stop announcing that shit. Because y'all really don't want to, like, know who niggas are, really. What goes on every day. Y'all come pay us a visit. You know where to find them.
Nah, they don't know where to find them.
Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Like hot dogs.
I know you
do. Yeah, I bet you do. Shit. Man, my shit is biteable,
nice,
so I'll put some hot dogs.
It's especially when they're nice, thick, and plumpy.
Oh, Lord. she definitely knows how to talk sex.
Well, she definitely does.
She definitely does.
I got a question. You ever had phone sex before?
For me,
yeah.
No.
Never?
No.
You sound like you'd be good at it.
She would.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we should try it sometime.
Oh yeah.
if somebody want to teach me, you know.
Ace Money, you know what's good, nigga?
I'm taking applications.
Oh, you know. Yo, listen, you know. You know.
Yo, credit cards or checks?
Credit card or checks?
Check.
I say check, only because the money's there, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a credit card, you got finance charges. Fuck.
Yes. Those interest charges are definitely a
credit card. All right, well, what about a bank check credit card?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Word.
You know what a bank card, like your bank Mac card, but it's a credit card?
Oh, a debit
it's
card?
The
yeah,
thing.
The debit
it's
joint.
A card. It's called a check card.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Hey, why not? Debit cards are the shit because it's the same thing as a check, penis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't know.
Now you know.
How about,
knowing it's after battle.
How about online
yeah.
or in-store shopping? Well, you guys don't do that much shopping, right?
What are you trying to say?
Word.
I'm just saying, most guys do not like to go to the mall and spend the day and shop like us women.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
you don't necessarily got to spend a day.
We in and out. When it comes to, like, it's everything else, sex and all of that, we in and out. Like, there's no need to vacillate, marinate.
Right, niggas already know what
to do. Do none of that. We in and out, boo. Like, y'all want to touch this one and get different sizes and ask, how does this look on me? I don't give a fuck how it looks.
I really don't give a fuck, man. Just fucking buy it.
Word. Or something. I mean, don't buy it. Save my money. Shit.
And then, dog, they got the nerve to ask you, how does it look?
Why I gotta be with your money?
Huh?
I said, why I gotta be with your money? What if we got our own money?
I bet you got your own money, but still, why the fuck you ask us for our opinion and you always pick the opposite? Should I get the black one or the white one? Black one looks good on you. All right, you know what? I'm going to get the white one. Thanks, though. What? What the fuck? Now, if I would have said the white one, when you got the black one.
Whatever, man.
You see, I'm not like that. If somebody gives me an opinion, I'll take their opinion.
Because
I'm very indecisive. I'll be like, well, I can't decide. I don't know if I want this one. I actually want both, but I can't have both.
Yeah, I do.
Huh?
Yeah, I do.
What?
Usually want both.
Yeah, we do. Like, if I see a pair of shoes and I see them in two different colors and I don't know what color to get, I want both of them. But if I can't get both of them, then I need somebody to help me out here. Because if not, I will stay there all day. I don't know which one to pick.
All day.
Yeah, would you rather a cat or a dog?
dog.
Daddy gotta get that
dog.
Cash.
All right, what's up with this America nowadays, man? What? Hey, people say I'm a fag because I have cats.
I mean, just for America,
right there, people.
Yeah.
I have 6 male cats and 1 female. If I had 6 females and 1 male, then you could say something.
And that 1 female is a slut.
Yeah,
she is a pregnant teen.
She is a definite pregnant teen.
Yeah, she definitely is, man. Would you rather a carpet or a floor? Like, you know.
Carpet, nigga. Fuck
I'm going to go floor. I'm going to go floor because niggas. I'm going to go floor because niggas seem to find a way to fuck up with carpet.
Hell yeah. You spill some Kool-Aid on there, you're done.
Yeah, now we spilling shit.
Some nigga aid.
My daddy gotta get that.
Hey, how about floppy or firm pillow?
Sway day?
A floppy or firm pillow?
Going
floppy. Well, 6'4", what you thought you said? Sloppy or firm pussy?
Yeah, actually, that's right. Unforgivable. Let's go, nigga.
Unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
6'4" in the fucking building.
In the building, man, like clockwork, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Tell you the truth, the type of pillow I like is like the, I guess it might be firm, like the joint that fits your head.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, I might need like 3 of those, but still. Like, I got a big ass head.
Might have to trap and get one of those, because that's the movement.
Yeah. Which one fits your head? Or your hair?
That nigga's going in on you.
Yeah, it really definitely is.
You're Wayne head. Whichever one fits Wayne head.
Wayne head. Well, Cuba, you spelled hair wrong, you dumbass.
I know, head. I know. I hit the wrong key.
Yeah.
So it's simping and you're pimping.
Yeah, but you're Cuban, so I'll let you go.
It's simp ass, man.
Cabeza.
Cabeza.
Mm-hmm.
Applehead,
yeah, 6'4", help him out here.
Applehead, man, that's base on nigga.
Oh yeah,
he's some simp ass nigga.
Simp.
Yo, fucking PNC Bank face ass nigga.
I'm about to go in on this Tony Yayo in the face ass nigga.
Tony Yayo.
Fucking Lloyd Banks in the face ass nigga.
Man, don't make me open up on you. You Dirk Nowitzki in the face ass nigga.
This nigga Toto Madden in the face ass nigga.
John Madden in the face, okay. You actually got me on that one. I have no response to that one for the first time. But believe, when I come back, I got some heat for you, nigga.
He has to think about that one. He's like, I'm going to F you.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely get back to you and get
your ass. Yo, we coming up on the roasting hour.
Huh?
And exactly like 8 minutes, man. Definitely call up. You trying to roast somebody? I mean, oh yeah, let's go, guy. Good word. You trying to roast somebody? You trying to get on the one on three or whatever, you face ass nigga, you this ass nigga. If you think you can keep it going, you need to call up. I mean, that's if you think you can keep on going. I mean, if you a slacker, then you might not want to step with the big boys. Only big niggas can go at it one on one. Shit. Hey, yo, name three things that gross you out. Woo, I started my ass off. Oh, my Lord.
Yo,
tell you.
Bad weaves.
Bad weaves?
Out, dog. Bad weaves, somewhere you can see the tracks, and like it's all uneven, or like the real hair is all dry and not moisturized, and the fucking weave is all shiny and something. I'm like, yo, son, bad weaves are disgusting, son. Yo, bad weaves are like the bane of my existence, son. Like, really.
Stink pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't come across too much of that, but that is the worst.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bad breath.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Halitosis.
Fucked up teeth. Like bitches with, like, black teeth and shit.
Word.
Ooh.
Stink breath and you don't know you got it.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Oh, that's the
then
worst.
They all up on you and be like, hey, baby.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yo, let me tell you something real quick. This is going to be real quick. I had this bitch over the crib, like, a while ago. And my man, you know what I mean, my man came over, my man Ace. I mean, Ace came over with his shorty. So we like chilling. So the joint, I'm like, all right, well, she's all right, you know what I mean, the joint I'm with. So we chilling, and she's like trying to hug up on me because she over here following what Ace is doing. Ace is hugging up on his shorty. So fucking, or I guess it's, I don't know, it's X, whatever. But anyway, she fucking, she's trying to do what they doing. So I'm like, ah, no, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Now, they over there thinking that I don't want to be touched, but shorty's breath was fucking winging. Like, she was kicking like it was soccer. So I'm like, yo, nah, it's cool, it's cool. So she's like, how can you want to be all up on me? You don't want to kiss me or nothing, nothing like that? So, dog, I don't know what got into me, dog, but shorty just, I can't take it no more. I'm like, ah, yo, Ace, you got any gum, man? Yo, you got any gum? So they like, laughing, like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, nah, I just need some gum. So she's digging through her purse, like, oh, no, I got some. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, mom, you got some gum? Why the fuck your breath smell like dog ass? Like, you tell me what the fuck the deal is. Come to find out, she ain't got no gum. I got gum from him. And I was like, yo, you need a piece? She's like, nah, I'm like, nah, take it. Word.
I'm not asking you, I'm telling
word,
you.
Word, just take it real quick. And she's like, all right, well, thanks.
That's the worst. Especially in your pocket.
Oh.
Yeah, that sucks. Especially them niggas with halitosis, and they try to put a peppermint in, and they brush those things.
Oh, yeah. Like, peppermints, yo, ladies, do not. Peppermints don't work. They just make your breath smell worse.
Mm-hmm. Peppermints?
Peppermints.
They better get an Altoid or something.
Yeah. How about a new tongue? Get a new tongue. And some new
yeah,
teeth.
For real, I don't understand that. Like, when you brush your teeth, you know, you gotta brush your tongue, you gotta, like, floss and all that stuff because, it's the worst.
Wow.
Don't they taste it themselves? Like, when I get up in the morning, that's the first thing I do.
Not
brush
me.
My teeth.
That shit is the worst. That shit gave me a stomachache.
So you don't brush your teeth when you
I mean, I do brush my teeth, but I drink something first. Like, I drink juice or something, so it can be in my stomach first. Because that, fluoride and all of that shit in the toothpaste be fucking my stomach up.
Yeah, crazy stomach.
Not really with it, so.
We going to go on.
And you won't go all day without brushing your teeth, right?
Hell no. I mean, I drink juice. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't have, that can't be the first thing on my stomach.
Yeah.
I drink juice and then I brush my teeth. Or I drink water and then I brush my teeth. I can't, like.
I got a question. Why when one somebody asks you if you've seen the movie, you say no, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they continue to tell you, you know, like, oh, well, such and such is in it. And, yo, I said I haven't seen the movie. All right, but, yeah, no, it's the movie with the part that goes, yo,
yeah,
I told you I didn't fucking
see
the movie.
I didn't see the movie.
You know what I mean? Like, why are you fucking going into it, man? Like, yeah, it makes no sense. All right,
fellas, I got a quick question for you. And it's for, you know, it's going to go around. I want everybody to answer me. I want to know right now, what's on your bed?
I'll tell you what's on my bed. 6'4's mother.
Again? I thought she was going out there on Wednesday. I guess she lied again.
No, she's on there right now. I will put you on the phone, but she's butt naked.
Hold on. Oh,
and she's about to go on my shed.
Oh, she's there
and
right
and
now?
She's about to go on my shed and build a lawnmower with her teeth.
She's there right now? I'm mistaken. I thought you were at your mother's house where you live. But, hey, listen, let's take it first.
I am. And she's on my old bed.
Yeah, so hey, forget yeah, your old bed, right?
What, yeah. Which is a little futon in
the
corner.
One taken over by
the piss mattress.
The one you gave to your mother, because I know you sleep with your cats, right?
I love it. I don't have no heat in my house, so I gotta be warm with something.
Yeah, he's getting that cat pussy.
Hey,
that cat pussy tight, ain't it?
Sound like your mom's butthole.
Dog, I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't really know too much about how butthole got, but I haven't.
Oh, I do. Oh, it's scrumptious.
I have taken the liberty of
exploring. It's dynamite!
Your mom's butthole.
No,
for real,
I was joking.
So why don't you just answer the fucking question? Listen, definitely right, God.
What's on your bed now, for real, right now?
Right now?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. My remote control of my TV.
Uh-huh.
A rap that I just finished writing.
Mm-hmm.
This adapter for my phone so I could plug it into my headphone.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking sheet.
fucking blanket. Pretty much it.
Pretty much, right?
And my PSP. I just moved out my way. I don't break
myself. So, mm-hmm.
And a lighter.
And a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Light that.
Okay.
Sooner than later.
Let's see what's on your bin.
Well, this is 6'4", but what's on my bed is nothing. I got just clean sheets and blankets on my bed. Freshly and still made. I always make my bed. I keep my place neat.
That's what's up. Jay, you remember what's on your bed?
You can tell
besides the cats.
You can tell I'm the retard of the family because that man keeps his room clean, and I'm a witness. Otherwise, my shit stays funky. I got an empty pizza box on there, some Chinese food. I got a couple of peanut butter on one of the fucking sheets.
That's your ass print. I ain't peanut butter.
He's sleeping with the roaches, too.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I've been fortunate. I don't have roaches. We got these nasty-ass water bugs, though. But,
We're not talking about the apartment that I rent on the weekend in your mom's butt. We're talking about your place right now. Your place right now. Yeah, I sublease your mom's butthole on the weekend. I think I'm about to throw out my lease or something because, you know, it's just not working for me. There's not enough room. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Like, it is spacious in there.
Mm-hmm.
I park in there and everything. I park my Suburban in there.
Mm-hmm.
When your mama says that she has gas, it's really my truck parked in her ass. So you
saying no, Cuba, what's on your bed?
Yeah, word.
I'm pretty neat, like 6'4". The only thing I got on my bed is my sheets and the clothes that I just took off.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Oh wait. The clothes
the
you just
up.
Took off. Like,
the picture.
Are you ass naked?
Yeah, we
didn't
know the show ends at 9. I'm about to jump into the shower, so I figure
I'd
get ready.
Oh, yo, can you clap your ass right quick, real quick?
Oh, yeah. Clap your cheeks. Clap your cheeks.
Huh? Word.
Nigga said slap your ass.
Slap my ass?
Yeah, go on. All right,
hold on.
Hey! Yo, that was good. That was a pretty firm slap.
Yeah.
You probably slapped your knee or something.
Yeah, because I like it hard.
You probably slapped your knee or something. Slap your butt for real. Don't slap your leg or your
thigh. I am slapping my butt.
Yeah, that was a definite.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. That was a lot of ass, too, man.
I need to hear it again to make sure, though.
All right, well, hold on. Let's rewind that, you know. Let's
I think it's stupid.
All right, go ahead, do it again.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh my lord!
Oh yeah!
Oh my!
Sounds like a lot of ass.
It's so tainted ass and tainted lips. Mm-hmm. Talk about toe jam. Let me get my shit together.
He said I got pussy on my mind, pussy on my breath. I'm having a pussy to make a pussy pop.
pussy, nigga.
Pussy.
Nigga was like, phone check, nigga. He's like, man, fuck you, nigga. Say, fuck you, nigga, phone check. Hold on, let me get up the phone, baby, before I have to flash on this nigga. You notice how he's getting off the phone, though, right?
He's digging off the phone, though.
Oh, shit.
He's telling you got a lot of ass over there, man. What's really going on?
It sounds like it.
Take it out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Shit. Three, four, seven, 215-8388.
You're about to go in on your Nelson Mandela in the face ass.
Oh, Joe Buttons in the face ass, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Magoo in the face.
Oh, Martin Luther King in a face ass nigga.
Oh boy.
What's up with that? Oh, Craig Mack in the face ass nigga.
Craig Mack.
Barney Rubble and a face ass nigga.
Went on this Mr. T on the A team and a face ass.
Come at this old dark wing duck in a face ass nigga.
I'm about to go in
there, dude. Oh, Tom Joyner in a face ass nigga.
I'm about to go in on this. Tiki Barber in the face.
What's this Tiki Barber? Oh,
that's
man.
That's
the
twin, right?
Huh?
That's a football player that has a twin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This fucking nigga said Tiki Barber, old Bernie Mac in the face ass nigga.
Get on this T.L. Hughley in the face ass nigga.
Get on this old Popeye in the face ass nigga. Oh, olive oil in the face ass nigga.
Hey, shit, they trying to go in on me. He's trying though. I'll give him props for that, world. He's trying right now.
Oh, Saddam Hussein in the face ass.
Saddam Hussein.
Oh, shit.
Before the cut, nigga.
About to heat your Governor Spitzer in the face ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, RuPaul on the face ass nigga.
Oh, oh Lord. Ru? Anyone but RuPaul.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Go thunder cheeks over there. Smack.
Yeah, word up, man. You get roasted too, ma.
Go ahead, roast.
Word up, old. Diana and Ross in a face ass shorty.
Diana Ross in the face.
Oh, Mrs. Potato Head in the face.
Ellen DeGeneres in the face.
Oh, Carilla DeVille in the face ass.
About to go in on this. Cicely Tyson in the face. Cicely Tyson, man.
Oh, shit. Oprah Winfrey in the face ass, dude.
That nigga's stupid, y'all.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Let's get back to Cuba's booty over here, though.
Oh, yeah, word up.
Get back to that booty.
I mean, you, right, what size jeans do you wear?
Word.
What size jeans? It depends whether they run big or small, but mainly a 5'6" or a 7'8".
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Depending on the type of jean, right? Who makes it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the cut? Mm-hmm.
Like baby jeans, I wear a 5'6", but, like, if I wear, like, J-Lo or something like that, I got to wear, like, a 7'8".
Let's go end table booty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold my cup of glass of Hennessy real quick.
You can place your cup right there.
Hold my pimp cup full of Hennessy real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sit that down right there. I'll be back for that in a second.
Uh-huh.
And I bet you it won't go nowhere either.
Damn
sure.
Right there when you come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
unless I drink it, but then the cup will still be there.
If you drink it, I'll definitely get you another one because we're trying to get you inebriated tonight. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of us that don't know what inebriated means, that means I'm trying to get her ass drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to
spread
the word.
And what you going to do when you get me drunk?
Oh, Lord. Come on. You ain't even need to ask questions like that.
I'm
going to lay you down in that same bed you just took your clothes off on.
Basically.
I'm going to let him finish it because he knows exactly what's on my mind.
Stupid.
Look, yo, yeah, we got one more minute.
Nah, nigga, we got infinite minutes. This is the
infinite
TV show, nigga. We infinite.
Infinite. We goes
infinite.
Nowhere, man.
Oh, look, I got to sign up for the callers out there, the listeners. I mean,
mm-hmm.
We tune in. We're going to have like a 30-minute, we're going to have an extra 30 minutes for our show. So, you just have to download and get that exclusive 30 minutes to... 2 hours and 30 minutes, but,
I tell you this, the 30 minutes might be better than what you heard already. Straight up.
Word.
For real.
So y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays, Tasty Tuesdays is official. It's in the building.
Yeah, y'all know.
I mean, you're chilling with the gods. Hit us up on the MySpace at www.myspace.com/the_TD_show. Keep it locked. New Cassidy and Alicia Keys.
Shout out to the haters, man.
Remix up. Shout out. Everybody, let me see your Cassidy. Lift your keys up and put your hands up. This is crazy. Let me see you put your hands up. Come on.
Like an M&M, you melt in my mouth and not in my hand. So I'ma put a rock on your hand. I'm playing swimming in your ocean, and I'm hoping we can get it in. Cause your pretty skin is vanilla mixed with cinnamon. But then again, we might argue and fight. But I want you to be my wife. It'd be alright.
Come on.
Alright.
Yo.
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 Keep the fucking flow momentum flowing. I gotta take a shit.
Oh,
hey, this is a 30-minute special. We ain't live right now, so fuck it. I gotta take a shit.
Basically.
Oh.
So I'm gonna put some background music on. Y'all niggas just flow with it, man.
Word, we're just on the flow.
I got to take a doo-doo.
Take that shit.
Mm-mm.
Take that shit.
Make that movement, JJ.
Yeah.
move that product.
I'm going to go build that cabin.
Hey, nigga, build that cabin, bud.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. So what you guys up to? Where you guys at?
I'm at my house. Hi. How you doing? I'm at my house. I'm chilling. It's fucking whack and it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Going back. I need to be where you at, right? Really?
For real. Like, over here, it just got nice enough to just wear a jacket. I was rocking a jacket today, and everybody's like, why are you wearing a jacket? But it's not cold and it's not hot.
I'm not.
It's wonderful.
I'm not technically mean in Miami. I need to be where you're at right now, right there.
Oh, up in West Palm, up in my bed?
Yeah, straight up.
I'm talking about
the first thing that pop up.
Oh, yeah? What's that? What's the first thing that pops up?
And listen. I'll tell you what's long and it's between my legs.
Oh, yeah?
Up.
Does it hit you in the face when it pops up?
I mean, it don't hit me in the face, but, you know, you'll definitely know something's up.
Something hit me, right? I'll definitely know something's up.
You definitely know something's up.
What's up?
Sure.
That is what's up. This is hot
in the heat. Of course it is.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on. Tuba, we ain't forget about you.
We ain't forget. We still on it.
Back to the hindquarters.
Huh?
Straight up.
Back to the hindquarters?
Hindquarters. No.
What's happening?
So what about my hindquarters?
I mean,
that's what I'm trying to explore.
I think visual would do niggas justice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
you had a visual what?
A visual, like niggas need visual representation of the hindquarters.
You'd have to go to MySpace for that.
Oh, sure. Well, you got it on there?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going there. If it ain't there, I'm gonna leave you a nasty message.
You gonna leave me a nasty message?
Well,
I mean, I have a picture of my bathing suit. I don't particularly have a picture of my ass out there like that, but
that's what we're trying to establish right now.
But I think you can see it on my bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's cute and all that, but you know, that's how we're trying to establish right now.
You want me to take a picture of my ass and put it on my face?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Alright, hold on, wait. I gotta come back. I won't put it on the mic.
Let's go,
Kuba.
Let's go.
Oh,
no,
I'm gonna send you a message. I'm gonna send you a MySpace message.
That's what I'm talking about. It has to be exclusive. Exclusive
picks for exclusive niggas, man.
Exclusive. Bottom line. Exclusive.
Well, being that everybody else ain't gonna be on that, we might as well change their topic.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you see when you open your fridge?
Oh, man.
When I open my fridge.
A light.
A light? Or that's what I was about to say.
Mm-hmm.
What do
you think? A light.
Who's that?
See, this works.
Hello?
Huh?
Who's that? The light.
Jimmy, who is this?
I have a bottle of water.
Bottle of water?
Mm-hmm. My light's all the way in the back.
First thing I see when I open up, matter of fact, this big ass container with juice in it, matter of fact.
Shit, what kind of juice?
I think it's iced tea. I'm not sure. I ain't touch it yet. But that shit is mad big, so that's the first thing you'll notice when you open up my fridge.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got water, and then I got the iced tea. I like the Arizona. I buy them by the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
The sweet tea. That's the shit right there.
Yeah, it is.
The fruit punch.
The fruit punch.
I gotta have fruit punch. love that fruit punch. And ketchup.
Like, you be getting, like, manicures and pedicures and all that?
Oh, pedicures always. Manicures lately, I haven't gone because at my job, we have to type a whole lot. And they kind of get in the way when I let my nails grow. So I got to keep them short for the moment and stuff till the end of the year. And then, you know, until we pass our quarters and stuff.
Right.
But, yeah, I like manicures, definitely.
So I guess you got pretty feet. That's what I'm assuming.
I think I do. I try to maintain them. I don't like no corns and shit like that on them. Plus, I like to rub them down all the time with cream and oils and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
I love feet. I love feet on a woman.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Actually, you want to know something funny? I have, like, this phobia, and I think feet are, like, even, like, you know, don't get me wrong, like, you try to make it look pretty or whatever, but feet is, like, the grossest, ugliest thing you have in your body. Like, that shit is just gross.
So gross about
it. Toes is ugly.
Depends, like. Depends, really, like, you know what I'm saying?
I think toes is ugly. Don't matter, you know what I mean? It's just an ugly part of the body.
Toes turn, you know. Love,
really?
I love pretty feet on a woman. Paint it. Whatever color you got, paint it.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, I like to have them painted and stuff like that. I got to have them painted. If not, they don't look great.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
They're
clean and stuff.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to put a picture of my feet. I'm going to maybe take a picture of
it. Send me everything. I want to see it all.
Oh, what? It all.
Wait, who am I talking to so I know who I'm sending it to?
You're talking to SD. I'm talking to SD right now.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm commenting every once in a while. But I still want, I want what he gets. If I can't have it, then nobody can have it. I'll be tight if he get it. But I mean, I'm gonna see it anyway. You know what I mean? But basically, I want it all.
But y'all together, right?
Nah, we not together. But
I mean,
you know,
we ain't together. But you know, do what you do.
Oh, they were together. Okay.
Send it to him.
I'll send it to both of you on my MySpace, right?
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. The extra half an hour for the TV show?
Yeah, man.
Let's go. The TV show niggas getting their Mac on.
Got it.
Free time. Talk about free time.
Talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the one telling me who was in their fridge? What's on their fridge? Who was the one telling me? What's in their fridge?
Me.
Alright. 6'4", what do you have in your fridge?
Oh, all kinds of shit.
What's the first thing, like, when you open your fridge, what's the first thing you see?
That Boston chicken bag with the half a chicken that, like, I didn't eat yet. I'm going to eat it, though. I'm definitely going to eat it, because I like Boston chicken.
Spin is looking whack now.
Spinderella?
Yeah, girl.
That's not good, son. Like, I like Spin. What happened?
I like the Spin, too, but she's looking real weak right now.
That's not good. She was always, like, the exotic, more-looking one. You know what I mean? Like, what happened, God?
Yeah, she fell off.
The salt definitely still got a little salt in her shaker.
Yeah, she definitely do got a little salt shaker in her shit.
And pepper,
do it.
Yeah, fucking
white pepper's whack.
Yeah, I could pass. I, you know, she's nice and all of that, but.
Yeah, pepper's whack to me. I don't really like pepper.
That's a dude looking one? The one that has a big face?
Yeah, more or less.
I'll pass.
The one that looks like everybody's baby mama.
Basically.
Word.
Basically. Man, this shit is mad funny. This nigga just got snuffed.
Snuffed?
Cool.
Worse. I'm going to go on the New York show.
My whole day.
Oh, you watched it? That's that new, they have the new one, right?
Yeah, God.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, I had this nigga under pressure.
The first one was good, but I think she gets corny people. Like, if I had my chance, I'd pick nothing but fly niggas everywhere. And she got, like, that midget.
This one's kind of funny. Midget Mac's mad funny, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She got the midget and all that. She's like, holy shit, come on. Like, she's really going to fucking pick a midget. You know what I mean?
My son's pimping it right now, though.
It sells.
But that's all for the show.
It sells the show. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
Exactly.
It really does. That's why he's still
Why you think she kept that fucking, remember that guy from the previous show, what was his name? That pussy white guy with my dog, he had a doggy too, and he fucking died, and blah, 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 and he was crying to her because of the little dog and shit.
Mr. Boston.
No, no, no. Well, yeah, that's the other one.
Yo, this
fuck, I'll give you massages. I'll make you something to eat.
Oh, Lord, what a faggot.
Yo, this dude, which his name is off the meat, is God. That nigga Taylor made this nigga's crazy, sir.
Uh-huh.
This nigga is crazy, God. That's why he got his shit snuffed.
He got his shit pushed
in? Yeah, Trump pushed his shit in mad quick, God. Mad
leaned
quick.
I just leaned on him.
Yeah, he had this nigga up against the wall under pressure.
Oh, shit. Oh,
under pressure in his face, and he just, like, smacked him, and, like, when he smacked him, like, his head hit the wall and shit. Oh, shit. Fucking leaned on this nigga.
That's no good. We can't have niggas leaning on shit over here, man.
He, like, spitting in niggas' faces.
Oh, shit. That's some, see, that's, you deserve to get leaned on for that. I don't spit in a nigga's
and
face.
And it's like, I think, hold on, was it? Yeah, he spit in somebody's face. I think it was
that's
after.
Feminine shit.
Spit in a nigga's face, God. I was like, oh.
That's definitely feminine. A feminine.
She still got this bird-ass nigga on the show. It's all for the publicity. The nigga tell me.
Yeah, son, you know what it is? Come on, son. A midget nigga, son? Come on, dog. Like,
yeah, for
I
real.
I mean.
He's mad cool, though.
I don't know what full tub boat did, but I doubt it's that. You know what I'm saying?
My son gets fresh, too. Look at this little nigga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not for nothing. She said she's looking for love. That's bullshit. You're not looking for love. You're looking
she's
for
looking
dick.
She's looking for ratings, nigga.
She's looking for a slut date like any other man would.
Of course she's a slut date. You can see it in her face. She's a slut date.
And she's looking for a slut date.
Mm-hmm. She's the slut date.
Why? Oh. Her titties is like, ew. Her titties look disgusting.
Yeah, she's whack with that.
She got them bigger again.
Yeah,
again?
Like,
she got them again?
Yeah, she got them again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man.
Like,
there was nothing wrong with your original
contract.
There was nothing wrong with her original pair of breasts.
Nothing. Nothing. They, honestly, small breasts sometimes are really the way to go.
Small breasts
and a big ass. Like, you can't go wrong.
Straight up. Straight up.
But you know what? There are those exceptions out there, those very, very beautiful women who have, you know, ample breasts. And let's go, Kuba. Ample breasts.
I was going to say, because I don't got no small chest. I mean, I don't think they're small. They're not huge, but they're not small.
I mean, what's your cup size, if you don't mind me asking?
A C.
See, C is a beautiful size. Anything more than a handful and a mouthful is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we really doing here? Like,
doing here, word.
I don't be titty fucking. I don't know too many niggas that be titty fucking. I mean, like, what are we doing?
Oh, no? Y'all don't like that?
I mean, I've never done it.
Why? When, like, I could go down 3 feet and get what I really came in for.
Well, not always. What if, let's say, when the girl has her period?
Listen, let me tell you something.
If
you're on your period, then she'll mouth
me. Stopped
me.
Ever.
Ever
oh,
stopped
oh.
me. Never.
That what?
Ever.
That what? What'd you say, what?
It never stopped me.
Oh, Lord. I'm
really?
Telling you. Word. I'm dead serious. Word to everything. It never stopped me.
Really?
But
really? What, are you kidding me?
Wow, that's what I was asking you. Were you kidding me, really?
Nah, I'm serious. But honestly, like, if I'm with a girl and she's on a period, she don't fuck to him, that's one thing. But, I mean, I'll throw the towel on the bed. We go take a shower after that, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you're trying to do.
Wow, okay.
Listen,
and you know what? You know what?
You could ride me like that, too. Fuck that. Well, let's go.
All that
shit could drip down. Yeah.
So the
lights
can drip down, fuck it.
Yeah, nigga, like I said, if my chick's on a period, then she'll mouth me.
Uh-huh.
Basically. The mouth is always an option.
Your mouth could never catch a period.
Never.
You know.
Well, that's what I was asking you. Well, you know, what if you don't only want your mouth? Well, some people like the titty fuck.
I mean, what? Then I'll try. Oh. Then I'll try the titty fuck. Other than that, I really don't know.
Yeah, I did it once in my life, and I liked it. But, I mean, she really knew what she was doing, and her breasts were so soft.
I need a chick to know what she's doing with it, like.
Yo, her breast was so soft, bro. Like, she was mad pretty. I was feeling her, too. That's what I mean. That made it even better.
Majora cake. I would like, so Marsha,
oh,
Majora cake.
Yeah, I was in her lab one day. We were changing. She was changing up so we can come back to Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, dog, I was like, yo, what's taking you so long? She leaned over the banister, right, from upstairs. Mm-hmm. And look, she had three heads.
Straight up. Big ass titties.
Three heads.
I'm like, wow. I definitely throw my shit in between hers.
Uh-huh.
Makira cake. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, she know who she is.
She know who she is.
She do.
Makira cake, man.
Come on, baby. Call up. You know the number. I ain't got to give you. You know the goddamn number. Call up. Is this nigga finished shitting?
I mean, I don't know, but you know, we still here.
Yeah, we are.
I think he finished shitting already. I heard him go, woo, before.
Yeah, I heard him. Yo.
There he is.
You old Batwing, Darkwing, Duckface, you old Joker face, you old Two-Face and Batman face. Come on, guys.
Yeah, he's doing too much.
Mm-hmm. Slightly too much is being done.
Back to the subject at hand.
Yeah, the buns that were being sent via email.
Cool, by word.
Hold on, I don't know how to do the code.
Come on, now all of a sudden you don't know how to do things. Come on, Ma.
No, to send it, I could put it on my MySpace, but then I can't send it to you.
You gotta do that catch thing, that catch them.
You gotta do, I don't know if it's that tag or you gotta do the photo book. I'm trying to get into photo book it now.
Fuck that photo book shit. Let's get it popping.
Let me move.
The photo bucket gives you the code.
Let me put these pillows right here while we change positions.
Yeah, word. Put this pillow right under your butt.
Bro, let me put this pillow right here so I won't change positions.
Put it right under your butt and let's you know.
Cause you are a little short, so you know I'm gonna need the extra leverage.
Yeah,
I am,
you know,
short.
I'm gonna throw those two pillows up under you while we change positions and you know.
I mean, really, when you're on top, we're the same size, so you go ahead and go for yours. You know?
Go for throat?
I doubt you can handle it, though, but you know what? Go for it. Fuck it. Go for it. What happened?
You think you're going to bust the rib cage?
Yeah, I've been known to split a spleen or two.
Oh, shit.
I've been known to split a spleen or two. I'm going to just leave it at that.
Spleen splitter?
Spleen splitter.
My son, the spleen splitter.
I've been known to split a spleen or two.
Listen, man. Straight up, man. I'm definitely break something off in there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely break something off in there.
She stole ass, nigga.
Don't do it to yourself, you homie and a clown in the face. Let me get back to regularly scheduled program.
Yo, sprint guy in a face ass nigga.
Oh, man, I'm about to go in on this SpongeBob face ass nigga.
Yo, Verizon, the network ass nigga.
Anyway, back to buns of steel.
Huh?
So back to you. Fuck with this clown ass.
Yeah, back to the buns of love.
Buns of love.
Yeah, God. Love buns.
Love buns. Ooh, I like that.
Love. I know you do. That's why I said it, bro. Love
cum,
buns.
Cum buns. Molly, bust this nut in your butthole real quick.
Cummy buns.
Cum buns.
Cum buns.
Cum buns, man.
The bun comes.
Yo, that shit is fucking hilarious, God. I mean, I don't know if people realize how funny that shit is, son. That shit is mad.
Because the meme of the while he's all saying that shit, the little kid is right there, God.
Yeah. Cum buns.
Cum buns.
I mean, just the name. Cum buns. Like,
so cum.
Cum buns. Come on, God. Cum buns.
Cummy toe.
Nah, just cum buns.
No, just cum buns?
Nah, yeah, just cum buns, God.
Bun cums.
Nah, cum buns. Cum buns.
Cum buns.
Cum buns, give me more. I love big black shaft, too. That shit is mad fucking funny.
You make me better.
Oh, Lord.
No!
Fall back. Fall in and then fall back, please.
Word. Get in line, then get out of line.
Yeah.
You ever smack a bitch in the mouth?
Nah. All the time.
I've never smacked a chick in the mouth.
All the time.
You ever been smacked by a bitch?
Oh, what?
I ever get smacked by a chick?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Real talk, yeah, I have. Hell yeah.
This Dominican
really?
Chick smacked the shit out of me.
Yeah, I've been smacked by a chick.
You guys never smacked somebody in the face?
Nah.
Well, not a guy.
Nah, I've never smacked a chick in the face. I've put her to the ground a couple of times.
Okay.
You know, shook her brain out of her a couple of times.
Shook the shit out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never...
choked the shit out of her?
Mm-hmm. I probably slam him up real quick, like, here,
right.
Hold this, like, here, become one with this wall. Now talk to this wall. Now talk to this wall over here. Shit like that, but I ain't never just, like, yo, hold that bit. Nah, I never did no shit like that.
Nah, no need. Even though y'all be asking for it sometimes, though.
Yeah, they do, son. Like, I remember I was going out with this chick or whatever, and, like, she was just... Like, she knew I went ahead of God, so she's just, like, egging me on, provoking me. I'm like, yo, Ma, you better chill, God.
But what was she doing that she was egging you on?
Like, what happened?
What was she doing that she was egging you
like,
on?
Like, this dumb shit that would get me tight, like, all in my face, like, ah, like, shit like that. I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of my face, God. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Like, for real, God. Like, get out of my face. And she was just like, what you gonna do? Yo, I'll raise my hand, God. Yo, when I said, oh, this nigga's really getting in with this bitch. I raised my hand, God. Yo, the bitch just started crying, God. Like, ooh. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this chick?
Oh, she wasn't tough
nigga.
No more, right?
Yeah, like, as soon as I raised my hand, I was going to give it a back smack. So, you know, you bring it from one shoulder to the other shoulder.
Yeah, you got to.
And I just raised it real quick, and she just clammed up real fast and started crying. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, yo,
see,
I think
that's corny, because if you got all the talk, and then all of a sudden when he's going to raise his hand, like, if you got all that talk, you know what I mean, then you better back it up.
What? Oh, man, I might be going to air her out. I should air her out right now. Ooh, fucking chick.
No.
I mean, at least that was the only chick, I ain't gonna front. That was the only chick that ever kept it real with me and just said she was fucking with me just because she wants some dick. So I give her respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, a nigga like me, I probably would have did the same shit. Like, you know what I mean? You know. She kept me still on that extent. I was ready to smack fire out of her face. What?
Smack flames out that bitch.
Word. I was really ready to smack flame out of her, dog. The nigga was just like, let me chill. She started crying and shit. I'm like, ew. You gotta go with that crying shit.
Word. Fuck out of
here. You gotta go with that crying shit.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Yo, she be playing games. Like, she called herself getting mad at me one day and just walking out my lap. Aight, peace. I'm not chasing you, God.
No.
Like, straight up.
Okay.
I done got in the shower. I done changed my clothes. I done went outside and shit. Motherfucker, she walking down the block like, oh, why you ain't come chase me? These two niggas is trying to holler at me. I ain't know what to do. Yo, listen. You brought it on yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to chase shit. I'm not that type of nigga, man. Like,
no. Nope.
Never been that type of nigga, and I doubt I will be one of those niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, you do shit, man. Make sure that that's what you want to do. And don't
uh-huh.
try to get a response out of me, because you won't get one out of me.
Thank you.
Straight up. That shit was mad funny, God. So funny she came back. Wasn't going to chase me. Hell no. What the fuck am I?
Why'd you leave in the first place?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you left. Like, I don't know why you left. I guess you felt some type of way or whatever. And you thought I was going to, you know, be your knight in shining armor or whatever. No, I'm not that dude. Not that dude at all. Like, I don't know. She was, yo, that shit is crazy. That
yeah.
shit is really crazy, guys. I don't know what she thought it was. Like, come on. She thought I was going to get tight, like, she was like, ah, that's why I'm fucking with your homeboy. I don't give a fuck.
What?
Oh, shit.
Like, I don't care. You ain't my girl.
Damn,
like, then the nigga came to me like, yo, that's your shorty. I'm like, no, that's not my shorty, dog. If you want to be this son, go right ahead, dog. Because she wasn't doing nothing but getting on the bus to come to my house. maybe I'll buy some pizza because I'm hungry, you know. And you're getting back on the 53, and you're going back to your hood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. All you, what my son said, everybody's skeeter. All you got to do is get some cab fare and some pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Basically. And that was funny because, like, she
it
knew,
is,
like,
it is.
She knew what it was. She knew what it was. Like, I don't even know why she even, you know what I mean? So like, you ain't mad? No, I'm not mad. What I'm mad for? You know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing to be mad about.
Nothing.
You chose that option. You're just making yourself look more like a slut because you stopped fucking with me and went on to the next, to my dude. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I embrace it with open arms. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I can't find, like, we kind of been on this topic for a little minute. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't mad, son. It just seemed like maybe you got some kind of latent feelings or something, son. Like, I don't know, God.
Nah, it's like, it's funny, God, because it's like when I sit back and I just look at shit, it's like, yo, this chick is fucking crazy, God.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid, God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, son. That's just wild. He must want me to heat him.
Yo, Rashee Wallace in the face ass.
Oh, man. This kid won't get up. This kid won't give up. He won't give
Ben
up.
Ben Wallace in the face ass, nigga.
About to get on this Tim Hardaway in the face ass, nigga.
About to get on this Dave Chappelle in the face ass, nigga.
He won't let me stop. He won't let me stop, people. About to get on this Charlie Murphy in the face ass, nigga.
I'm about to get on this Ashy Larry in a face ass nigga.
Man, come on, man. You're using my lines now.
Yeah, I ain't say Ashy Larry. You ain't never say Ashy Larry.
Yeah, alright.
Yo, fucking Christopher Reed in a face ass nigga.
Oh, man. I'm about to heat this Walter Cronkite in a face ass
nigga. He said Walter Cronkite. Holy shit.
Had a chance.
Oh, man.
Oh, JC. You need Seagull in the face ass, nigga.
I'm about to heat this Vincent Kennedy McMahon in the face ass, nigga.
Yo, Rick James in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, man.
Alan Greenspan in the face ass, nigga.
Tim the Tool Man in the face ass, nigga.
About to get on Al Borland in the face ass, nigga.
I'm about to roast this Alf in the face ass, nigga. Oh, Smurfette in the face ass shorty.
Yo, your mouth look like Venom, nigga.
It look like what? Happened?
Nigga, you look like old Venom in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, man. This nigga's crazy. I'm about to eat this nigga's war boots.
Don't make me
just take them tight ass tennis gloves off, nigga.
I told you, don't make me swag on those war boots.
Yeah, the war boots. Yo, Whoopi Goldberg in the face ass chick.
Nigga's face looks like linguine with lobster sauce.
Heat this McDonald mascot in the face ass.
Yo, Grimace in the face ass.
I knew it. I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, you know he gotta get a cheap top off of my shit.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yo, Chameleonaire in the face ass nigga.
What's this nigga's name? Ah, you lucky I don't remember this nigga name because I was actually about to taunt you.
Black Lesnar in the face ass nigga.
Oh, she just threw the drink in this nigga's face. Oh, man. It's getting ugly on New York show.
Let's go. You know what it's about.
It's getting ugly.
Let's go, ratings.
Yeah, straight up. Just
add it to the face. You guys got Comcast?
There's Manny Fresh in the face ass nigga.
Got what?
You guys got Comcast?
Nah, I got TiVo.
Oh, TiVo? Damn, that's the shit.
You already know.
I used to have that back home. I love that shit. You can record, play everything at whatever time you want.
Straight up.
You already know the one ruler.
The one rulers.
One rulers.
Got Comcast over here.
Come
on.
Come over here. Come over here.
Come here, buddy.
Come over here, get me some TiVo. Let that red light hit you and hide inside some smoke for me.
I'll be over there real soon.
Don't let the red light get you dizzy, though, ma.
Uh-huh.
I forgot you before.
What happened?
I said, that's what I got you for.
All right, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what she got you for, your Mark Anthony face ass.
Come on, I'm about to heat this, I'm about to heat this Mark Wahlberg in the face ass.
Oh, Steven Spielberg in the face ass, nigga.
This nigga won't give up. He wants me to spew out my whole arsenal out.
Spew, God.
I ain't even gonna put my whole arsenal out there like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna let you think you got this one.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Come back, come me buns.
Come buns. Come on, Eileen. Remember that? Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
All black holes. He said all holes filled with black cock. Come buns.
Come me buns.
How this
I sent the pics to the MySpace.
Right.
What picture?
Chill, fall back. You don't even know nothing.
Fall back.
Oh, yeah? All right, no doubt.
Fall really, guys. Like, it's exclusive. It's real exclusive. That's all you need to know is that it's
exclusive. Shit for exclusive niggas.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not that nigga, obviously. Otherwise, you'd have them.
No, I sent him a picture, too. I sent him a picture, too.
Hold on. You would have them, and you wouldn't be asking about them.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe I was asking for some new ones because I had some old ones already.
I mean, that's why they're old.
Yeah, that's why they're old because yesterday's trash.
But maybe you're getting the old ones and I want the new ones.
Really?
Ooh, come
here,
Bonnie.
Maybe that's just wishful thinking.
Come here, Bonnie.
Maybe that is just wishful. Straight up, maybe that is just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I give that straight up. Let's go, nigga.
Come here, Bonnie.
Yeah. Right.
Topisha, nigga. Holla.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbass nigga. Shut the trap up, nigga, before you get roasted like the peanuts of a campfire, nigga.
Like rotisserie chicken, nigga.
Rotisserie gold, nigga. Gold, nigga. Gold recipe, nigga. Finish, niggas.
Get on this Irv Gotti in the face, ass, nigga.
Yo, man.
I heard your mama got a thing for me.
Oh, what?
Yeah, nigga, you know.
I hear you stutter at the end. Yo, Adolf Hitler
no,
face ass nigga.
I'm not you. I don't stutter.
Bro, you just did it.
I scared a grouch in the face ass nigga.
Telly Savalas in the face ass nigga.
Oh, like, Big Bird in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Ellie Tubby in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Peter Parker in the face ass nigga.
You Brenner in the face ass nigga. You Martin Short in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Contra in the face ass nigga.
Go in on this fucking head in the ass nigga. Fucking hammerhead shot from face
hammerhead
shot.
Yo, Yoshi in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you look like your war boots is still in the basement, nigga. War boots is still in the basement.
He's definitely still stomping hard on the pavement with his war boots.
Definitely still stomping on the roaches, taking the Q foot and the S foot and shit. Fuck out of here. Nigga, walking the beaten path. That's his thing, walking the beaten path.
Uh-huh.
Fuck out of here. War boots.
War boots.
The war boots is slacked on.
He said, I don't know, but tell this nigga to drag his war boots out here.
Word. This nigga, right?
Yeah.
Burlmaster.
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 Burlyman.
McBain.
You know McBain from The Simpsons. That's exactly what Brother Man look like.
Except he's black.
Mm-hmm. And he don't talk with that Arnold Schwarzenegger accent.
Yeah.
McBain. Yeah, that shit was so funny when I saw that.
Hey, what? How about we shut your whole Bane before I put you in one.
There you go.
You never seen The Matrix, guys?
Which one?
Matrix 3. Niggas like shut your whole thing. Matter of fact, I think it was the Reloaded. Yeah, that's my shit, The Matrix guy.
Yeah, The Matrix.
Did that guy look like a faggot?
Who?
That guy in New York? He looked like that guy Pootie, remember from last episode that he was like fucking all in touch with his feelings? The one that walked out, he was like, oh, I can't support my mother, I lost my apartment.
Oh, I forgot the nigga name. I know you're talking about.
Oh, you talking about the New York
Pootie. Yeah.
Pootie?
I was looking for, Pootie, I think his name was. When I got, he left the show that he had, he fell down the stairs.
Oh, I know you're talking about that nigga.
Yeah, something broke down on some real Carl Thomas shit.
Yeah.
I'm emotional.
Oh, the nigga that fell down the steps was threw himself down the steps. He's like, I'm broke. I got no money.
Yeah, I can't support my mother. I can't.
No, that shit was actually funny, though.
That shit was hilarious.
Flag on the war boots.
Flag.
Mm-hmm.
Flag that man's war boots.
Yo, Tory Spelling looking like chick.
Honestly, I'm about to get on this Christina Applegate in the face.
Yeah. Yo, Christina Aguilera in the face ass, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Darth Vader in the face ass.
R2-D2 in a face-ass nigga.
Oh, man.
Yo, Klingon in a face-ass nigga.
Come on, man. You eating off my jokes, man.
Nah, right, I said Klingon, nigga.
That's Klingon,
nigga. I never said Klingon, nigga. All
right, check them.
Mush mouth in the face-ass nigga.
Check them shows, nigga. Check them shows, nigga.
All right, no doubt. I'm going to check them.
It's definitely in there.
Yo, Tom in a face-ass nigga.
Oh, man, I'm Tom out here.
Tom from my space and face ass nigga.
New York's mother lookalike.
Oh,
dude. Addison in the face.
She's trying to get a rockin' too.
Yeah,
she's ugly as hell. That ain't look like Darth Vader or something.
She's like the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life.
Yo,
you know what's funny?
Real.
You know what's funny? I've
ugly than Keisha Cole's mom.
She looks better this show than she did the last show.
Yeah, she do.
But she's still ugly.
She look better than Keisha Cole's mom?
Nah, son. I mean, she does, I guess, because Keisha Cole's mom looks like something that the cat dragged in.
Like something at the
I mean, I guess she's going through shit, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, son. Like, everybody goes through shit. I mean, they don't get to put it on TV, but that is what it is. And I can say what I want about it, you know what I mean? But I don't know, God, like, I didn't really see that documentary shit, or shockumentary, as I should call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. Her mom is definitely freebasing it.
Yeah, definitely freebasing.
She's definitely freebasing, right? There's no way around that. But that's fine.
All right, don't you know? I got that if you need that, man.
Well, yo, huh? Keisha, you already know, baby. I ain't got to say it twice.
That's a fat motherfucker, yo.
What? That? Slag war boots.
A fat ass nigga on here.
Fat nigga.
Yeah.
Fat stinking nigga. Fat stinking nigga.
Fat stinking cummy buns.
Cum buns.
Cum buns.
What bitch really wants to lay with him?
Ah, this fucking dude.
I'm rap mad.
Cum buns.
Fuck.
Cum buns.
We're cool, bad. Isn't that fire over here?
Cum buns.
I'm listening to the child molester.
Mm-hmm. Who's the child molester?
Word.
Cummy buns.
Son on the 44 box was the fucking child molester.
Word.
That's disgusting, God.
That is disgusting. I think they should have their dicks cut off.
Disgusting, because niggas robbed the S-44, man. Like, come on. Like, what's really going on out here, man? Fucking touching on young boys and all that? What's really on?
Whoa, that's
I think
not
you should have your shit chopped off.
That shit ain't
you know how they do with the guillotines with the people's heads?
Man, you gotta fault the little nigga, too. Like, come on, son. What are you doing going to this grown-ass man's house? Like 17.
No, but you know what? Little kids don't know any better.
I mean, not little. Like, 17. The nigga was like 17, 16, God. Like, come on.
Oh.
A 16-year-old man and, like, a 30-something-year-old man have nothing in common, God. Like, there's nothing in common there. So, like, what, and he got the nigga, like, what possessed you to take a shower in this nigga's lap?
Oh,
yeah, I don't get it.
So, like, niggas in the shower. And
what possessed you to tell a young man to take a shower in your lap?
Like, yeah, like, what's really going on over there?
I mean, niggas obviously got issues, God, like, that they don't know.
The nigga ripped down the motherfucking shower curtain.
Oh,
ripped,
Lord.
Ripped the towel off. The nigga. I'm like, come on, dog.
Yeah, that's
corny.
You would have had to kill me in the spot. Fuck that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like, first things first, I'm not taking a shower in the next man's life.
Nope.
That's number one.
Number one.
That's not happening.
Number two is if I am taking a shower when the next man's lab and he tries to come and rip the cut the thing off of me, I'm jacking on my war boots.
Straight up, his face is going to be at the bottom of my war boots.
Uh-huh. They are. There's no other place for them at that point.
Word.
No other place for his face.
But to be one with my war boot.
Uh-huh. One with the concrete.
No, and number three is combans. Combans.
Combans.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, all that shit, that niggas is making me want to watch Clerks now.
What?
That niggas is making me want to watch Clerks now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, T-Bow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, what Clerks was that?
Dave Chappelle. What?
What
like,
Clerks
Dave,
was that?
She's like, Dave,
huh?
We need to talk.
Which Clerks was that?
What Clerks?
Yeah.
First. Okay. Wasn't that the Penguins?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't it? I could be mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So it was part two?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see part two.
Part two, meow?
Oh, yeah. It was one?
Yeah. I think it was one, it's meow, two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The nigga, yeah, shit, nigga Dave Chappelle's mad stupid.
Hey, where that nigga at? Yeah.
The nigga,
where's Dave at? Tell nigga Dave to drag his war boots in here.
Drag his war boots to SI.
Burly nigga.
Burlman. Pavement style.
Burlmaster.
Burlman.net.
Oh, man, yo, this is a beautiful show, man. I'm sorry. I love this show. I love every show, but this one was on point. Monday Madness, y'all. If y'all listening, which y'all are,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what happens on a regular basis. Niggas is about to sign out in a few. I mean, we might as well take it to 10, so y'all have 3 hours with the gods. I mean, it don't even seem like it.
I thought we were even on.
Yeah.
Not too, God, but you know.
Yeah, for real. We just ain't talking shit. I forgot.
Yeah.
Hell, yo, Pep don't even look like Pep, God. Like, she really doesn't look like herself, God. Like, ew.
You don't look like yourself either, yeah. Jermaine Jackson,
face-ass
nigga.
Come on, come on, God. Save that Reverend Jesse Jackson in the face-ass.
What you laughing at? Barbara Streisand in the face-ass shorty?
He's like
Al Sharpton in the face-ass nigga.
Oh. Chuck D in the face-ass nigga. Missy Elliott in the face-ass shorty.
Flavor Flav in the face-ass nigga.
Oh. Quentin Tarantino in the face-ass nigga.
About to go in on you. George Lucas in the face-ass nigga.
Yo, Julia Roberts in the face-ass chick.
Oh, man.
Lyle LeVette in the face-ass nigga.
About to heat this Boba Fett in the face-ass nigga.
Man, fuck that nigga's face up.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Come on.
What was that fat shit from Blade? Remember Blade? And that
mm-hmm.
fat nigga they was roasting with that light.
Yeah.
Mini me look alike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You fat Kanban. Bastard.
Come on.
I go eat your belly.
I'm going to keep right in the front. New York is actually looking kind of good right now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Like for the moment, like I don't know if it's just this moment, but she's actually looking good right now. Let me turn my TV on. Let me tune in real quick, cause you know
everybody could look good with all those surgeries that she had.
I mean,
not necessarily true. Look at Michael Jackson's face.
He got a white woman's portrait.
Yeah, but he overdid it. I mean, he literally can't do one more nose job because that shit's just gonna fall off permanently.
That shit already comes off.
Nigga Dave Chappelle was like, you gotta look through the eyes, not the nose. Straight up.
No.
Yeah, she was looking all right. I don't know. Not now. She's looking kind of whack now, but the last scene, she was looking all right.
With the black?
Yeah. Let's go, Pittsburgh. My son smacking the Ravens, 28-0. This nigga Midget Mac. My son Midget Mac stay fresh, though. Slow nigga, stay fresh. Yeah, let's go, New York.
With her boob job.
Yeah, New York is looking high right now.
Yeah, we're going to play a little skit, you know, for the people at home.
Fuck that.
Who is this nigga?
Oh.
Punk.
She still got this punk-ass nigga on there?
That's the nigga that got smacked against the wall?
Nah.
Hello.
Hello.
Roofing.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right, look, I got a little problem here. I got some leaks up in the roof there.
Yeah.
I had some guys here yesterday, some Mexican, little Mexicans there up there whacking away at my roof. They're telling me this, that.
That nigga right there.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it rains. I got the rain coming right down inside.
Yeah.
I went up there. You know, they're trying to show me this, that. I fired the two of the fuckers off on their fucking head. They don't know what the fuck they're doing up there. My wife's up there poking around. She's making like she knows what the fuck is up. I fired her down onto the fucking car. Hey, now, what I need here, buddy, is I need this fucking thing done right. Tell me what you can do for me.
Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm not fucking putting you on, man. This is aggravating me now. This shit's going on. My wife, she's up there poking around like she knows what the fuck she's doing. I kick her right up the fucking ass, threw her down onto the fucking car. Show me what you can do now. I really need this. It's all along the side of the fucking house. The water's coming in like a sieve. Hey, this is a fucking joke, huh? Come on, buddy. Help me out here.
Okay, what's your name?
Frank Rizzo.
Spell it.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
Yeah, now this problem, this has been going on for years now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The rain just comes in. It's like buckets on my fucking head. It's getting out of line now. I got the fucking kids up there playing on the fucking roof. This is bullshit.
Give me your address.
It's 503 Fifth Street.
503 Fifth Street.
All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You go up there with the kettles, the pots, the fucking hot shit? What do? Talk to me.
The entertainer.
What? I have to come see what...
All right, because you know what happens here? I got a lot of fucking problems. These little Mexican fuckers, they were up there with the hot shit,
mm-hmm.
and they're fucking joking. They were up there slapping each other with the hot mops. I don't need this kind of shit. All right?
Yeah.
So I had to go up there, threw the two fuckers right down in the yard, split their fucking heads, out of here.
Well, who'd you hire to do that?
I don't know the name of the fuckers. I thought I was going to get a little break on the price. The little bastards are up on the roof running around like fucking retards.
Huh. Well...
One of them come through the fucking window. He thinks he's cute. He's playing his little games. He fired his friend through my fucking window. He landed down in the living room. Hey, I can't have this shit.
Gee, many Christmas.
All right, Bob. You help me out there.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Mac.
I want you to come over here. You look at the fucking roof. You get your hands right in there and get your hands fucking dirty and you see what the problem is.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll see if we can fix this shit up.
Huh.
Okay?
Hey, I'll give you a call.
All right, if I get in your way, anything like that, you fire me down into the fucking yard, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, man.
New York, too.
Good old Jersey.
Let's go, New York, with your slut ass.
That nigga, the nigga Taylor May was the nigga who got slapped in the face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You done with that bullshit ass Frank Grizzle shit you playing?
Yeah.
Word, nigga.
Frank Grizzle. Fuck is you doing playing Frank?
Fuck face. His hair, fuck face.
No, man, what cool by it, man? You mad? You low key.
Ah, shit.
Cuba's real low key right now.
Yeah, I'm watching TV trying to catch up. I haven't seen that in New York in a minute.
What are you doing?
Work.
Huh?
Yeah, she's doing the big bobber.
Now buy the new exclusive Samsung slider and get one free.
Donkey turds.
Damn, your fucking ears killing me from the dewy.
Hey, yo, Cuba, how do you sit on the toilet? With all that ass.
Sit
like,
on the toilet?
I never understand how girls with fat asses sit on the toilet.
With all that beard.
That's a lot of ass hanging off.
No.
Like, does your ass have hang time?
No.
No?
No hang time?
No.
No hang, so how do you do it?
Just sit.
Just sit, nigga.
Yeah, like, we can
sit. Your ass is on the fucking toilet.
Huh?
So the same way your ass is on the toilet.
Yeah, but that's a lot of ass. Like, I ain't got all that ass. I got, you know what I mean?
You have no ass?
I have no ass.
You have no ass?
Guys aren't supposed to have asses.
Yes, they are.
Supposed to, but they, some of them do. Like, pause. I don't be looking at niggas, but, you know.
I'm say
you got ass?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Huh?
Huh?
You got ass?
I mean, because I do. That's why I pause.
That's why, okay.
Oh, pause. I want to hear that. Pause.
I'm talking to the female
boots.
Anyway. I'm talking to the female anyway, so the
war boots. War boots.
So there is no pause when you're talking to a female.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I know. I always wondered that. Like, chicks like Buffy. Do they got to get a special toilet made for them to take a shit?
That bitch.
No.
That bitch shit in the fucking ocean, nigga. She don't have shit. She don't shit on no toilet. She don't know no regular toilet.
Nah.
Ass cheeks to cover the toilet bowl.
She got to take a shit in the tub or something.
Oh, Lord.
Well, that
did,
ass.
Did you send me something, Kuba?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I think you sent me the wrong thing.
What happened, God? What she sent you?
She's funny. You're funny. I'm like, yeah, you're definitely funny. That's definitely funny. I like that.
She's some fat bitch or something?
Nah, I'm not even going to say nothing, son. I'm just going to
fall back. Yeah, I was going to say, don't say nothing.
I'm going to fall back. I'm going to let you open yours, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully you be as satisfied as I was, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Excuse me?
Yo.
Wait, who's the one that found it?
When you open it up, you'll see, and you'll be as satisfied as I am.
Who's the one that opened it up? 6'4"?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. 6'4", you're the one that opened it up?
Yep.
He's like, yep.
You sound too satisfied. Oh, Lord. I'm not even going to say nothing, girl. I'm just going to let you be the judge of this entire debacle.
Oh, Lord. Debacle. How this bitch is crying? What is she crying for?
Who?
Oh, she kicked this nigga Midget Mac off.
Oh, she kicked him off?
Yeah.
Oh, that's yep. Wing. So the other nerd niggas there?
The nigga
yep.
down there.
Nerd.
Yo, you know they got nigga space?
Do they really?
Yeah, they do.
That's not funny.
That shit is hilarious.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Where and how?
Huh?
Where and how?
Well, it's owned by a black guy.
Okay, that's even sadder. Continue.
Yeah, well, they got a nigga space, all right?
I mean,
what's the point
in even saying that? Like, fuck that pussy. I'll punch him in his fucking jaws. If I ever fucking see him, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga space? He's a fucking nigga. Matter of fact, not only he's a nigga, but he's a faggot, too.
Yeah, he also has a note to put, have a great weekend, my niggas.
Oh, is that really what he said?
Yeah. It's fun.
Oh, boy.
I know a lot of you are fans of Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, LL, and Rev Run. Check out this link below where they all share their feelings about Nas choosing the word nigger for his album title. Wow, that's deep.
Why is it deep? Why is it deep? We say it every day. Why is it deep now all of a sudden? Because somebody wants to put it in their face. That's what I don't get.
He's using the ER, not the AS.
So we don't say it every day.
So
there's a difference. Just that there's a difference between the two.
Yeah, it is.
Really? Okay. All right.
It's
so
more meaning
somebody,
you put
somebody,
the earth.
Somebody comes up to your mom and says, hey, yo, what up, bitch? And then you'd be like, oh, what you call my mother, bitch, son? And then you'd be like, nah, I mean like that. I mean B-Y-T-C-H, you know?
Nah, it has no meaning. You can't even go with that. It was a nice try, though. Cop boy.
Okay. You can say my biatch.
Exactly. Now, if it's my biatch, then it's a different story.
I mean, oh, yeah, right, I got you.
It's like nigger and niggas is two different sayings.
No, but I call like, La Burico my bitch. That's my bitch.
Oh, exactly. Y'all get away with shit like that.
Yeah, but women do that. I don't.
Women
you know
call each other bitches.
Yeah, and it's like we make it a term of endearment when it's really not a term of endearment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It means the same thing it did back then. Like, it was created to make people that look like us feel less than. You know what I'm saying? And it still means the same shit, but we just took it and tried, quote unquote, made it our own. And ain't mine. I don't own that shit.
This nigga, he got fucking makeup on. Hell, he's a bitch. This nigga's a straight bitch. Fuck that nigga doing putting makeup on. Oh! She brought the nigga back. It's gonna be beef in the house.
Wow, who's that?
That's the nigga that smacked up. Nah, that's not Chance. That's the nigga that smacked this nigga Taylor Made up. She brought the nigga back. Oh, she brought Boston back too? Oh, Lord.
Well, look, man, we're going to play a song, a closing out song. Tune in tomorrow, Tuesday, Tasty Tuesdays. Cubalita. La Cubanita. I'm tired,
you know,
man.
You know I'm a flip on you, eh?
Yeah, I know. La Cubanita. JJ the X-Man. 6'4". SD in the building. Closing out. Good night, everybody. Well, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The shit don't stop, man. Tasty Tuesdays. This is going out to Cuba.
Everybody knows this right here. Your mother, your father,
look
your
down.
Sister, your brother.
Take it back,
I wear
it back,
everybody
take it back,
sing
take it
along.
Let me go.
Take that. Ooh, I like that. When you fight, go.